to Babylon. Me, you there in Babylon.
All right, folks, we are live. Monday, June 22nd, 2009. There's a new cam in the building. You are going to see PrisonPlanet.tv like you've never seen it before. I can promise you that. Before I get to all this news, and there is some incredible news in here. If you haven't seen it yet, Glenn Beck cries at photo shoot. We're going to be playing that big time. And we're going to show you when he actually cries on the air, because they're trying to spin it. Oh, well, he doesn't really cry on the air. He's not faking that, but do you really think this guy is genuine? We'll give you the whole backstory on that as well. But I want to announce, hey, it's Monday, June 22nd, 2009, a day for Ardent Century, the drill, and we're all still here. No nuclear Armageddon. No bad times. And I'm just going to go over the whole blackjack thing. It's pretty much been revealed what happened there. And I thought it was pretty interesting how the whole thing went down. So the last time we checked into blackjack on Friday, there was a counter put up. There had been two hexadecimal codes revealed, and we knew that they were using kind of the subplot line from Jericho. They were using some of the same names and some of the same events. And the two codes that were broken were, this is not simply entertainment, and beware Ardent Century, not all federal agents will be involved. Gave something about the vans, and then it gave out a site, jackblack12.info. So people went to jackblack12.info, and there was a counter. And people are looking at the counter, and, oh, no, it looks like it's counting down to Monday, and, oh, something bad's going to happen, ra-da-da-da-da. And I immediately said, well, this guy probably looked into Ardent Century in the manner that he knew this drill was coming, he thought he would name it in a thing, and he might have been the one to drop the hexadecimal code thing down on people on a forum, right? Because remember, jackblack12.info was owned by the Telegraph, the same people that put out Operation Blackjack, this little cartoon. Now, the next day, all of a sudden, there were two counters. And then from two counters, it had a picture of what was supposed to be a quote-unquote target. So now people are really, this is the target. And I think that what they wanted people to do here were, like, to call up the authorities and say, oh, we need to shut this building down, have people jump on it, create some kind of a hysteria. No one jumped on it. And I apparently, the author of this whole thing is a guy named Justin Williams, who works for The Guardian. And the final thing that they put up, and I think that happened on Saturday or Sunday, they put up Game Over, Truth Seekers 2-0, and 0 next to 0 was JW for Justin Williams. So that's how that entire thing went down. Like I said, we're all here. No tears on anybody's pillow. No nuclear devices went off. This wasn't a big false flag, Tay. Everybody can calm down. I know a lot of people had some huffs and puffs over it. They thought we were covering some. Why aren't you covering the Northcom drill? And I would cover it here and there really quickly, but I didn't think there was much to it because there wasn't much to it. It was somebody trying to pull a hoax off and really, you know, go after people who say probably that 9/11 is an inside job or, you know, 7/7. They were running drills at the same time, so thought that was interesting. We're going to be doing phone calls all 3 hours, and here are some of the top stories. Remember, at the 30 after, I'm going to take it for the big segment. Glenn Beck cries at photo shoot. The guy is like a parody of himself, which is a ridiculous idiot. I can't stand it. But we're going to go over the vaccination plans. You're going to love this. Vaccinate Canadians under 40 and natives first. The jewels, if you will, that are in this article. And by jewels, I mean, you know, disgusting black charcoal stones of death. That's really what I'm talking about. Plan to teach military robots the rules of law. See, military robots are going to be fighting the majority of wars against we, the human beings, very soon. And we cover that all the time on this program. I know the RoboFish and the Big Dog and the Ripsaw and, you know, Hanson Robotics. It's all figments of my imagination. We don't use drones to kill people every day. That never happens. We're not surveilled, and the government loves us. That and an entire stacker on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
If you believe in redemption, I'm coming to you from another dimension. If you believe in redemption, I'm coming to you from another dimension. If you believe in redemption, I'm coming to you from another dimension. If you believe in redemption, I'm calling to you from another dimension.
All right. Vaccinate Canadians under 40 and natives first, say the experts. This is out of the Windsor Star. 5 to 40-year-olds and Canada's Aboriginal communities should be the first to get vaccinated against human swine flu, experts say, as Canadian officials decide who gets priority for the flu shots. They're going after people who have healthy immune systems. I mean, you just read into this, it is nightmare scenario. But the vaccine will become available in batches, meaning the entire population can't get vaccinated at once. Did you hear that? The entire population of Canada is going to be vaccinated against piggy flu. The entire nation, let's say it together, the entire nation of Canada is going to get vaccinated against piggy flu. And here comes the nightmare. You know, I guess I have to repeat it 3 dozen times, maybe 4, maybe 5 dozen, that they're going to give it to your kids first, and they're going to make the schools makeshift shot centers for you too. You, listening and watching right now, your friends and families, the ones that are telling you probably that the pig flu scare doesn't exist and that the WHO doesn't exist and they have no idea what pandemic level 6 really means. Gymnasiums would be used for mass school-based vaccination programs. Here's the good one from the experts. But experts say the harder to reach group will be the 18 to 30 year olds. Some of them are in school, a lot of them are not, McDonald said. They're very much living in the moment and don't necessarily see themselves as being at risk, which they're not at risk. It's not a level six in reality if you went by the old definitions of what a pandemic was, but they changed the definitions. Just type in CNN, WHO changes definition for pandemic. It's Orwell time, folks. 1984 is here. They just changed the definition if they want more power, if they want to vaccinate everybody with pure hell. Let's see. We need some fast thinking about how to reach these people. She suggested booths could be set up outside bars for information and immunization. Can you imagine that? Outside the club is the immunization shot for the swine flu. So you are hammered walking out at 2 or 3 in the morning over at Canada. Who knows? Maybe you had a very Toronto or Montreal moment. I don't know. It's a good time out there sometimes. You were spending some loonies and toonies, of which are really going down in value just like the dollar. Anyway, so you're hammered out of your mind. And you walk out, and they're like, hey, swine, okay, swine flu shot. You're rolling up your sleeve quicker than you can say Jim Beam and his friend. Oh, man, I can't even think of the other guy. Oh, Captain Morgan. That's what I was going to say. But, folks, outside of bars, it's not bad enough. They're going to poison your children first. They're going to go after your college-aged kids and the youngsters by going outside of bars to stick them with the needle. You got to be creative about how to really think out of the box. And, of course, one of the challenges will be getting people to agree to the shots. Some people won't want them. I wonder why. And for some reason, they say there's pros and cons to putting children first. But they say babies under 6 months of age are not vaccinated against flu. So what I think that means is that if you're above 6 months, these are babies. They're going to inject babies under a year old with all right, whatever. You want to take the shot, you take it. They're only going to make 4.9 billion of them. They're only expecting a billion or so people to escape the death shot. Oh, Jason, are my kids going to die if they take the shot? Maybe in 15 years, maybe in 20 years, they might develop a chronic illness. And if they really, you know, want to set people apart, who knows? Maybe there will be a certain death rate right away. Maybe there will be some really bad reactions to the shot off the bat. Baxter is making it. You know Baxter, the ones that got caught, what was it, shipping off H1N1, or was it H1N1 or was it H5N1? H5N1 is the bird flu. Avian flu remedies, it was supposed to be the vaccinations for them, to 14 different countries, and gets to the Czech Republic. What happens? Oh, we inject a ferret and it dies. We look into it. Oh, it's contaminated with three different types of flu virus, two types of bird flu virus that is live, and a type of human flu virus. Yeah, that could be a mistake. MSNBC, Bloomberg, the only ones that touch it in this country, and nobody makes a big deal out of it. Nobody. Nobody. Plan to teach military robots the rules of war. Technology has always distanced the soldiers who use weapons from the people who get hit. Absolutely, and it's only going to get further and further. We reported last week on two of the latest military, I think one was a UAV, and the other one was like a tank type thing. And guess what they're controlled by? A standard Xbox 360 controller. It's literally like playing Xbox 360 while you're killing people for real. You betcha. Yes. It's no longer science fiction. It is fact. He is particularly interested in how such machines might be programmed to act ethically, obeying the rules of engagement. Yeah, yeah, machines are going to act ethically. And they're going to argue that machines can act more ethically than human beings, so they should run our lives. All right, I promised I'd take your call, so we're going to hit some calls before we go over just a huge amount of news. You know, CERN's back online, the iPhone's more popular than ever, some cool articles out of the Telegraph, the blackjackers themselves. And, yeah, we're going to get into this tobacco bill that Obama signed today, but so much to cover. Ed, in Pennsylvania. Ed, you're on the air.
Machines are going to act ethically, and they're going to argue.
Ed, turn down the radio, sir.
Human beings, so they should run our
lives. Hook it up. You got 30 seconds. All right. You on, buddy?
We're going to hit some calls.
Or we drop you. Bye, Ed. Let's go to Nigel in New Hampshire. Nigel, you're on the air.
Oh, hello. First, I have to say I love your show, and I love what you're doing, and you need and keep fighting, man.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and also, I just moved to New Hampshire, and just a few weeks ago, but when I was at my school in Maine, I was there was a bomb threat posted in one of the bathroom stalls. So the next day they gave us all surveys to fill out for the police, and they had questions about like what we did that entire day, and I really didn't feel comfortable. Are they legally allowed to give us that without like without having our lawyers or?
Well, they're legally allowed to give you anything. Whether or not you answer it is up to you. But what they try to trick you into saying is, well, if you don't fill that out, you're obviously going to be a person of interest, and then we're going to have probable cause to interrogate you. It's like a catch-22. You know what I mean? So in other words, you don't have to do anything, but they're not expecting you to make a big fuss about it unless you're guilty. God forbid you would invoke a Fourth Amendment right and say, you know, I have the right not to be searched and seized on my persons and property, and you don't have any reason to be asking me these questions. So, I mean, theoretically, you could lawyer up, but it's only going to make you look like more of a suspect. And, you know, even if they don't have anything and they can't find the guy, they're going to bring that up against you in court. It's a pretty disgusting system, eh?
Yeah, very disgusting.
You got anything else for me, Nigel?
Nope, not at all. Thank you very much.
Thank you, brother. Let's go to Matt in California. Matt, you're on the line.
How you doing?
Good.
Okay, so I was looking on Huffington Post, and that site disgusts me. But I was looking at it, and there was a collage video of different pro-Iranian democracy protests around the United States and the world.
Sure.
And you know, and I go, okay, it just disgusted me. So I go to Paul Craig Roberts' article, which is a great article. And it says, if the mullahs didn't defraud Khatami, who was like a reformer, he won 70% of the vote, it seems unlikely they would defraud an establishment figure like Mousavi, who was a foreign minister in the most conservative government. And then I go, and he was the foreign minister of Mohammed al-Rajai. Mm-hmm. And it says here that he was a part of the leader in the movement to purge Iranian universities of American and European influences. And this collage video had, you know, John Lennon's Imagine music over it.
Oh,
so fitting,
of course.
Huh? Mm. Yeah, and I'm just, you know, I want to, you know, tell people this is your reform candidate. He's an extremely conservative Muslim, and that he wanted to purge Iranian universities of anything. I mean, a part of a government that wanted to purge Iranian universities of all Western influences. I mean, are people just so fluoridated that they're not getting that this pro democracy candidate is a complete? It's basically the same thing as, you know, ruling mullah or an ayatollah. I can't believe it.
Well, I can. I mean they believe what the news tells you, and like, you know, we were taping C-SPAN today, and you know, they're using the same. Excuse me for a second. They're using the same rhetoric that they used during the Russia and Georgia conflict. This is about freedom. This is about democracy. This is about a free people and humanity. Meanwhile, demonizing Ahmadinejad, who I'm not a big fan of, but a man. Excuse me. I need a glass of water. I only got like 90 seconds before I can go get one. Anyway, it seems to me that they're using the same kind of rhetoric to destabilize the region. I think Paul Craig Roberts is pretty dead on there. And people buy it, man. I mean, Saakashvili can get up on Glenn Beck and talk about how this is really about a new world order, a.k.a. it's about him joining NATO. And, you know, he's behind the invasion in Iraq and Afghanistan, and they had the third largest amount of troops there. But people don't know that. They think Georgia was attacked by Russia, and Georgians just want freedom and democracy. You know, they buy what they're fed. It's pretty sad.
If I can say one more thing,
sure.
I went to MEMRI.org. It's a Middle East Media Research Institute project, and it's I think it's run by the Mossad. I think that came out. But you can go on there and listen to a speech by Khomeini. And I mean, if you want to know what kind of people these are, I mean, they chant death to the hypocrites, death to Israel, death to America, death to England. You know, death to the rule of the jurisprudent. I mean, this is hardcore Islamic Republic. I don't see where they're finding a reform candidate. But that's all I have to say. Thank you.
All right, I thank you for the call. We're going to go to Seth and others on the other side. It's 866-582-9933. And in about 10 minutes, we're going to go to this Glenn Beck teardrops on his pillow. Oh, and at a photo shoot.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
I'm on the outside, and I'm looking in. I can see through you, see your true colors. 'Cause inside you're ugly, you're ugly like me. I can see through you, see you the real you.
All right, folks, we are back. I wanted to hit up this article right here. Remember, in about 5 minutes, we're going to be showing you Glenn Beck crying tears on his big pillow, and we're going to show you the difference, and there isn't much of one, between when he cries on air with his disingenuous lies and when he's crying at a photo shoot. Obama signs sweeping tobacco regulation bill. Now, this bill right here, you would think, oh, Obama's doing so much good. Look, he's not going to regulate the amount of arsenic and poison that are in cigarettes. Instead, he's probably going to tax you more. And what I really don't like about it is he's saying that there can't be any flavors in tobacco anymore. I mean, talk about no freedom. You should be able to put out whatever kind of product you want. You know what I mean? I mean, if people want to smoke cigars that have chocolate or honey flavor, they should be able to. But he's saying, no, they're all going to be illegal because they target children. Meanwhile, you know, it's glamorized in motion pictures, on television shows, especially reality shows. I mean, that's not going to be banned, and it shouldn't be banned. But if anything, Jones is in the background, so they're just going all over the place with this new document cam, folks. I'm hoping you're enjoying the above a cam. Anyway, this regulation bill is just a lot of smoke and mirrors and a lot of pat on the back bull nonsense. And while they're showing that it's time to start cooling the planet, guess what we got here? Oh, it's out of the Telegraph. Polar bears are not dying out, say scientists in book on popular scare stories. Oh, where is it? I can't see it. I'm reading the article. I didn't see it. It's gone. I've killed it. It's dead. It's Nat City.
Stop. Pull up Obama, kill him a fly. You're now as slick as him.
Where's Obama?
You made a big deal about Obama's a hero because he can kill a gnat. You're better than Obama. You just did it and even know where it was at. You used the force and just reached out and killed it. You know, like the song of, you know, he killed nine on his left, nine on his right, and they think the guy can kill giants.
I cannot kill giants.
Really, he's talking about killing flies.
I would hope.
Obama is God. He can kill flies. So can Burmese.
You know, we're going to play that Obama video,
here
too.
Here it is. He kills a fly.
Let's see it. What do we got here? What are you showing? Are we showing him actually? I've heard the fly story. I heard PETA was after him for killing a fly. Listen, here it is. Oh!
Nice.
That isn't even like Miyagi style. I thought it'd be a lot cooler.
Is he on that listing for the fly, the list of White House guests? And big deal, Mr. Miyagi did it with chopsticks.
You killed it. You're as good as the president wants to eat that later. Look, it's really a reptoid.
Oh, he's thinking it's very juicy right there. He's like, the tongue is morphing in his mouth, and he's like licking it up. My generation, most of them anyway, I'm a sci-fi geek, so I know what V is. But if you don't know what V is, you should definitely be checking it out. Anyway, polar bears are not dying out, say scientists in book on popular scare stories. And wouldn't you know it, there's a whole book out about the sun not being behind global warming. CO2 levels, although the level of CO2 is higher than the pre-industrial level, today is about 0.038% of the atmosphere compared to 0.02%. Carbon dioxide levels have often been as much as 10 times higher than they are today. Weird. Polar bears and penguins not dying out. Most populations of polar bears are doing well. Despite the melting in the Arctic ice cap, numbers have more than doubled since 1950. They are also good swimmers. That's right. Polar bears can swim. So can penguins. Although some Antarctic penguin colonies are decreasing in size, their numbers are also steady. The Gulf Stream is not under threat. The Gulf Stream is as strong as ever and getting warmer. There is no evidence to suggest the Arctic ice melting is pushing it further south. Global warming might be good for us. That's right. Warmer climate and an increase in CO2 could be a good thing for farming and agriculture. Less severe winters will also allow more crops to grow. There you go, folks. It's over at the Telegraph. Go check it out. I'm sure the book is even better. The two guys behind the book are Stanley Feldman, a professor of anesthetics at London University, and Vincent Marks, a former professor of clinical biochemistry and dean of medicine at the University of Surrey. Ah, man. We're going to be going over so much tonight. Energy bills to hit 4,000 pounds a year in less than 10 years over in Europe. That's right. Over 4,000 pounds a year. It's about 1,200 pounds right now. That's what sustainability means. That's what a smart energy grid is. You paying four times the price for energy and having to use so much less. So much less. So we're going over that one, and we're going to talk about the Large Hadron Collider on the other side. But first,
Hermes, you killed that badass. Give me a high five.
Woo! Glenn Beck crying tears on his pillow after this.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslaving. You have been warned.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
The actor, I mean news anchor, or should I call him a self-proclaimed commentator? Remember on The View, he doesn't report the news. He's not an investigator. He's a commentator. He's not a real anchor man. No, he's a wannabe actor. He's a stooge. And he is crying in this quote-unquote Esquire photo shoot. Now, here's Mr. Hypocritical himself. This woman apparently wanted to do a photo shoot with some kids, and she needed them crying. So what she did to make the kids cry is she gave them some candy, and they were enjoying the candy, and then she snatched it up, and she got real tears out of the children and started snapping them. Glenn Beck went on a tirade about this, started calling her a terrorist and a monster, blah, 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 blah. You think he stuck to his guns? No, she's the one that was catching him crying. So while I'm talking, why don't we just start playing this? This is Glenn Beck crying, and then we're going to show you his even more disingenuous tears. So here he is. Oh, I'm so teardropped. Oh, I'm going to get it. Look at him. Oh, I'm so sad. Pause it for a second. I want you to scroll down and show people the shot that they actually got. Just pause it, and in that same article, you can see there's the money shot right there. The Esquire, very disingenuous Mr. Beck. I mean, they didn't even have to try to make him. I mean, that doesn't even look like he's crying. It looks like he's, got some bad gas. That's really, guys, it's awful. But go back up where we're going to play this as we see Lord Beck in his photo shoot, just tearing it up. Oh, here he is. Look there. He's got the big face on. Jones, your comments on Lord Beck?
Well, I'll tell you.
I've had these big arguments with people. First, they were saying, no, he's for real. He's going to expose the FEMA camps. And, okay, he said arrest Ron Paul supporters and use the army against them, but that's okay. Because he occasionally talks about the New World Order.
And the next Tim McVeigh is going to be 9/11 Truth, and we'll work with Al-Qaeda.
And then magically, that starts happening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the issue is, I told everybody, this is fake crying. I mean, almost every show, he'll start going, I just love America. Oh, God. Look at the rest of the militias. Look at their guns. I'm conservative. I'm with you. And it's even fake. And all these old women and stuff email me, nice people, who go, Alex, he's for real. He's crying. No, it's fake. It's not real, and it's a big joke. Beck knows when he's going to Esquire and doing this, it's all a big joke to the rest of America, what a fool he is. But mainline conservatives who we were waking up, it's his job to act like he's us and try to discredit us while at the same time saying we're terrorists. So At first he acts like he's a patriot, then he betrays. And he does this cycle over and over again. I'm a patriot, I'm going to fight the New World Order. New World Order people need to be arrested. I'm a patriot, I'm going to investigate the New World Order. You can trust me when I'm done doing the investigation. Then he comes out and says, I've done the investigation. I'm one of you. All I want's the truth. I love America.
Let's play one of the clips.
I mean, it's fake at a level that is just insane here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the few times I've actually cried on air was like when I, before the show, went to a court hearing and saw a family losing their 2-year-old kid to a bunch of fat pedophiles. You know, and it's on the cops laughing. That made me so angry that I'd start crying. But Beck, it's an every night occurrence. Mm-hmm. And a few times I've cried on air, it's because of rage and hatred of these people. And you know, folks know that's real, but he does it every single night. And it's just obviously fake. It's like when my 5-year-old daughter isn't getting what she wants. And you know, she wants a second thing of pudding, and she's going, ah, Daddy, come here. And I go, okay, you can have it. Oh, thank you. You know, I mean, it's totally fake. But here they are putting the stuff in his eyes.
My niece does the same exact thing. She'll be like, Uncle Jesus being so mean to me.
I need a chocolate.
Yeah, it's always like an ice pop or something like that. As soon as they get the ice pop, it smiles all around, and they love you. They're hugging your leg. Exactly. Let's play some of the clips of him crying on the air over at Fox.
You know, he used to do this for like when he was a drug addict and alcoholic.
Well, this is how these people work.
To do when, it, you know, to, when he was a homeless person to get some more liquor.
Yeah, or to get his wife to take him back in to sleep on the couch.
And the CIA hired him and it was all over.
All right. All right, let's hit it.
It started with people and by people, just regular people like you, like Joyce in Melbourne, Florida, whose party grew so large that she moved it from her restaurant to the parking lot outside, to the gatherings in Noah's in South Jordan, Utah, to homes in Golden Valley, Arizona, and Brewer,
notice
Maine,
the cutaway,
to the garage bar in Columbus, Ohio, and virtually every small town and big city in between in this great nation. There are people gathering in ranches in Texas, where some familiar faces have gathered to watch the show, to military bases in Iraq, where real heroes...
That's right. This happened the day after you had Chuck Norris on.
Yeah. No, the day.
See, they cut back to him afterwards.
We're
going to
join some people in the hills of Hollywood, California. Yes, believe it or not, my producer Stu, no matter where you are right now, the message is clear. You are not alone. I'm going to show you how an idea that started with a single phone call on my radio show has grown into something that millions are now participating in. But the show isn't about me. It's not about the president. It's not about parties or politics or anything else. It is about proving that the real power to change America's course still resides with you. You are the secret. You're the answer.
Hold on.
I'm sorry.
Well, he touches his eyes.
My country.
He cries a lot worse than this usually.
For it.
Well, I got another one.
Hold on. He's breaking down. Hold on. Oh, I just love America.
And it seems like the voices of our leaders
is so
special.
I mean,
it's like them putting a girl in a wheelchair with a Girl Scout uniform on the stand with a puppy dog. I mean, it is acting.
Fine, when 9/11 triggers in jail, and it comes out, it's all fake, all lies, they attack, we are changed.
And they have a guy.
Beck reported that.
Yeah, and Beck reported that, and they had a Secret Service agent testify against him. 3 separate cops. Again, the girl with cerebral palsy in a wheelchair in a Girl Scout uniform took the stand.
9/11 truth attacked her. Total lies now proven in court. Oh. But let's go back. Show the crying again on that same clip.
Bring it back like 30 seconds when he first tries to well up the first tier.
And then Jason, I'm gonna listen to you on the local radio while I jog. I'm gonna go for a jog.
Oh, all right, nice. You have one of those little mini ones, dude.
A little Al Qaeda jar.
America's core still. Everything's Al Qaeda with you.
Here it is.
Secret. You're the answer.
Oh, here he is. Hold on. Oh.
I'm sorry.
He's breaking down. I'm sorry. Look at he laughs.
I just love my country.
Hit pause. Let me tell you why I don't like Glenn Beck. Studying a little bit of criminology, psychology, the nastiest psychopaths revel in conning people. And he's always looking off when he's crying on TV. And I probably watch once a month, and it seems like every episode, he'll be crying, and he'll go, and laugh. Like, look at these idiots. He right there, he looks off and laughs with his producers because he's the patriot. He's fighting the New World Order. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. I believe the FEMA camps are real, and then, oh, my God, I'm sorry, the FEMA camps aren't real. I mean, to him, it's all he's laughing at his audience here. Back it up again. Look at him laugh off screen. Glenn Beck is such a demon. That's good right there.
Tree. And I fear for it.
Oh, man.
Hold on.
That's the best one. He does the like the duck and
like the like, voices of
there's
our
no
leaders
tier there.
And special
but don't you understand, Burmese? That's enough. Hit pause. I'm going to leave Burmese. Let me do your show. And, man, I'm excited about the Invisible Empire. I know you're going to be devoting a lot of time to that. We got some big announcements coming up with Burmese on Friday because that's the filmmaking that Burmese is doing, and I like the decision Burmese has made because so much is going on, and this film is exciting. This is one hell of a film you've written. You've got the clips ready, but that's coming up later. The issue here is that, Burmese, I want to see if you've got the same take I do. I'm going to tell folks what's going on with Beck here in a moment, but do you see the full plan of Beck? Tell folks what you see the full plan of Beck.
Well, what I have Beck doing is he will latch on to parts of the quote-unquote patriot movement. Yeah, people are still upset about the taxes, so all of a sudden he's the leader when it comes to these tea parties, and he's all for it. And he realizes people are waking up to 9/11 truth, so he starts the 9/12 project, and it's total controlled opposition. And he'll go just far enough to tell you, hey, the Federal Reserve is bad. And he'll mention the New World Order by name. And like you said, he'll bring in the grandmas. You know, he'll bring in the conservative guys. Glenn Beck is a great man. But at the same time, we're willing to work with Al-Qaeda. 9/11 truth is demonized. We hero worship people that shoot security guards making minimum wage at Holocaust museums. And he really usurps almost everything we're trying to point out to people. The FEMA camps are very real. Even in that segment that he does, he admits there's over 600 locations in the United States. And then he sends Popular Mechanics to go skip off and search two of them.
Absolutely. Now, let me just add to that. They know that we are becoming the majority. They know that anti-New World Order is transcending left-right. We want the bankers arrested. We don't want the Federal Reserve taking over the U.S. openly being announced. Feds announcing they own all water supplies in the country. End of states' rights. And so they've got to have co-opters. And Beck comes out, says the right things, but then later betrays. Now, that's to subjugate the right wing that's waking up in the control paradigm. For the left and for the Esquire people and all of them, And he's playing into this. This is what's sick. That's why he goes to that photo shoot and cries and acts stupid and makes jokes with them about his audience, because he understands he's getting $50 million to do a very sophisticated psyop. It comes off as stupid and silly if you don't understand it. You just know he's full of crap. It's like, this is ridiculous. No. It's crazy like a fox. There's a method to the madness. Beck is then meant to make all conservatives look like hokey kooks and nuts. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, I saw the cover of Texas Monthly. I don't know if he knows it, but they're doing the same thing with Ted Nugent on the cover of that, saying, you know, he's completely crazy. He's crazy about Second Amendment and totally crazy on top of it. They're saying on the cover, all part of demonization, and people play along with this to be clowns. You know, I've got all these big publications, Wall Street Journal want to do a cover story, all these others. You know what I've just told them? And it's not because I'm being rock and roll. It's because none of this so-called fame or their system means anything to me. Beating them means something. Mm-hmm. And so I just tell them no, and they're always shocked lately. I just say, no, I'm not doing the interview with you. No, I'm not doing it. Because I know they're going to just use it to put me in a kooky light. And it doesn't mean I'm perfect. All I'm trying to say is that they distort even who I am and make it my, you know, the problems I have 50 times bigger than they actually are, because none of us are perfect. We're all human. But see, Beck revels in this, and he's just a good actor. I've heard him do War of the Worlds reenactments. I've heard him years ago.
He has that one-man stage show.
I've heard his shows on WOAI for 9 years, since he first got syndicated. Mm-hmm. And at first, he did great old radio theater. He's a good actor. But the sick part is he's a psychopath. He is enjoying betraying his audience. He's enjoying conning people. He's enjoying being New World Order. And that's the key, is that a Peter Jennings... And I know people that know Peter Jennings and knew him when he was dying of cancer. So he was upset about what happened. He was very upset about 9/11. Mm-hmm. He knew he was involved in some evil stuff at that level.
Jennings was the one that actually put out not only the 2004 microchip piece when all those Mexican government workers got microchipped.
Exactly.
He also did the first mainstream piece on the war games that actually took place on 9/11 as well.
Yeah, that's in film I made with Kevin Booth.
It's in American Dictators, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm going to get out of here and let you take calls and cover issues. The point is, a lot of these elitists don't enjoy what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They kind of get into it. They social climb. They don't realize it's New World Order. Then they get in a power position, and they're too big to get out of it. It's like being in the CIA. And so I detest them and dislike them, but I don't hate them. Beck is reveling in the betrayal. I mean, Judas Iscariot, after he betrayed Christ, went and hung himself. Mm-hmm. He realized, I did this for 30 pieces of silver. With Beck, he's like a Judas who's killing the good people, selling the lie, and then going and partying. I mean, even after he loves it. He's a real certified piece of crap. Mm-hmm. I mean, he really is an evil son of a bitch. And so he's meant to make conservatives, libertarians, anti-New World Order look stupid to the left and make it a right-wing issue. Mm-hmm. And then on his show, blame all the shootings, anything criminal, on anti-New World Order and be anti-right-wing himself. He is a Trojan horse wrapped in a fraud, wrapped in an actor, posing as a conservative, and he is just a real piece of crap. And I'm going to leave Burmese. Good job, buddy.
Thank you,
Appreciate
Jones.
Appreciate you, man.
I love you, buddy. You know what? Let's jump to some calls before we get to this news. I got a stacker here. We're going to get into how, you know what, the iPhone just, it can't stop. This 3GS did better than the release of the 3G while the economy is officially in the crapper, officially over 16% employment, and people are still lining up around the corner for a telephone.
Okay, I'm back.
Yes.
A story I never even got to on my own show, Goldman Sachs record bonuses.
Oh, God.
Record bonuses from the bonus money, from the bailout money. But see, the media is focusing in on their biggest profit ever and billions in bonuses to their executives and people. Mm-hmm. That's all a diversion. Mm-hmm. Most of the money went to shareholders. Most of the money went to the private families that own the big blocks of it, and they've got us focused on their little managers.
And let's not forget, they're trying to trick you, saying, oh, look at these banks. They've already paid back $60 billion. They were showing Bank of America, and I think it might have been Merrill Lynch.
And it's tens of trillions.
Yes, exactly. Oh, they gave back $50 billion, and the average public thinks, well, that's like almost one-tenth of what they got. They're paying it back.
It's a lot more than $700 million.
Yeah, it's $14.8 trillion 3 months ago in Bloomberg. And it could only be going up, I promise you, folks. No. They have a thirst for stealing.
Watch your taxes go up. Watch him squeeze you. Watch
unemployment. Look at this.
Listen. Take all these things. They keep saying he's got unemployment down. It's way up.
I know.
It's all lies. I'm out of here.
Yeah, we're going to play that clip at the top of the next hour.
Oh, my
this
God.
Barack
polar bear can't...
No, this is actually good. They're admitting that global warming is a complete fraud.
They show photos like this and say they can't swim. Polar bears are the best land animal for swimming. They've been recorded swimming 300 miles.
They actually say that in the article. They're like, yeah, oh, by the way, polar bears can swim, and global warming might be good for us, and CO2 levels could also help us. And guess what? The sun is behind global warming.
No.
It's very radical.
The sun has nothing to do. Carbon dioxide gives you a suntan, and it makes the plants grow. Al-Qaeda!
I must be. Folks, if you think he's lying to you that your bills are going up, they're saying within 10-year period, your energy bill is going to go up four times within 10 years. Do you understand? It's going to be four times as much to have one-third the amount of energy you get now. Think about that. That is a 12-time increase. Listen, it's unbelievable.
But Burmese, this is the new interruption cam. Burmese, it is not just about raising prices. They're going to selectively be able to shut down whoever they want, and they now admit they're hiring felons for the environmental core, city year, and all this in the New York Times. Like, it's good. Oh, they're giving felons jobs.
And they're making carbon actual crimes.
They're going to make them watch on the cameras surveilling us. They'll have the felons watching us.
Yeah. Well, they're already making cops actual carbon cops in Australia. And in this article right here,
it's
again,
happening here.
Yeah, they're going to use it's uswitch.com. They're rolling out the smart meters, and the smart meters are about sustainability.
Hey, they've already
Jones
stuck them in Austin and California. They just don't tell us here. The smart meters are already in. It goes, we'll be remote controlling your thermostat, and we're going to have Austin just pass home environmental inspections.
Oh, my God.
The bitches are going to be at everybody's house. No, it's all happening, Burmese.
It is all happening. Folks, we'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmese. You can see this man over at Infowars.com and, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Absolutely, and it's very exciting what Burmese is doing with his new film. Very exciting. Very exciting. Very excited.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
We are back, and Alex Jones out the door and back in again, because you got that Ted Nugent article right there for the PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers, eh?
That's right. I mean, I was at my parents' house for dinner tonight with my wife and kids. Actually, let me have that Rolling Stone, too, down there.
You got it.
And I should read more magazines, because that's where the real propaganda's at, and also on non-news shows, the sitcoms and drama.
I just got a subscription for a year on that, so we can read that every month.
This issue's how the global elite are about to merge with machines and exterminate the rest of us. That's got an article in there about that. And then this one's Ted Nugent. And we've had Ted on. He says he's a listener. and he can describe shows, so I must not be that good of a talk show host because I haven't really got him out of the left-right paradigm yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know Ted will probably see this on YouTube. I'm not attacking Ted, but Texas Monthly Nugent. Ted Nugent is crazy for America, and we do mean crazy. And then he poses in here acting crazy. And I mean, folks, when I get fired up and stuff, that's real. I'm really upset. But every time I have national media call here, they want me to, like, do things.
It's like when
this.
Penn and Teller did the Bull Blank show on 9/11 Truth way back in the day, precluding loose change and really the emergence
they
of it.
They got light bulb head on the show.
Well, not only did they get light bulb head, they had Jimmy Walter on there, and they had him in his race car uniform, and they had him put, like, a weird thing on his head and start clucking like a chicken on air.
No, and they try to get you to do this, so I just tell national TV every week now, no, 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 no. And most people I know in the patient movement would kill to be on it. They'll do anything they say. I go, no, I'm not doing it. Mm-hmm. And it's not enough for them to just get me ranting and raving on air real quick and put it in there because people go find out that that's only a small part of what we're doing and that it's real. We should be upset about this. But the point is, Nugent wants to be on the cover of a magazine and sell his stuff, and he poses in here acting crazy for him. And see, now gun owners are crazy. And I'm just asking the question, why does everybody play along with this?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it looks like something out of a House of a Thousand Corpses.
I'm actually kind of proud of myself. Yeah, zoom in on this. I'm actually kind of... Here, what
that's,
are
that's the one. That...
My God.
There's just too many. We're like the four spot. We got to get numbers on the top of them, Jones.
I'm actually... You know, it was like five cameras.
Well, we can go one, two, three, and then four
that's
up top.
That's a good idea. I'm actually wondering... I mean, literally, if I wanted to sell people out, I could be in every newspaper, every magazine in the country acting like this.
Yeah.
Because they asked me to, and I'm not going to do it. I mean, look at this. I'm not going to demonize the Second Amendment like this. And they just try to make him look completely nuts in this article. But there it is.
Yeah, like you're going to hold an assault rifle like that with one hand. You're going to have precision there, I can guarantee it.
Well, that's actually a smaller caliber he might be able to do. As he has a giant flash suppressor. And I'm sure he's got the firearm stamped to have that silencer.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Ted Nugent is a nice guy, and I like Ted Nugent. I know he is a maniac. And I'm not saying he's bad for being a maniac. It's just posing like this is what they want. I've had national media ask me so many times, can we get you to pose with guns? Can we get you to do this?
Yeah, I remember even last summer they were trying to get you to pose with a gun, right? Outside of the studio.
Yeah.
I forgot who that was, but that
was Russia Today.
Yeah, and you were like, no. They've been pretty fair.
Well, because they were fair, they said, you know, in Russia, we don't have the Second Amendment like you have, but we're starting to get more of those rights. Can you just show us a gun like it was Valhalla? And then the producer likes me so much, they didn't put that on TV thinking they'd use it against me. Now, I have a few times on air said, here's my Second Amendment. I protect my office.
Yeah.
And that's a message to people to stop counting on 911. Even if the cop's 2 minutes away, and the average 911 call is about 12 minutes. Last time I checked, it changes every year. Sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less. 12 minutes. If somebody comes in here to kill us, we don't have 12 minutes. We've got like 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And you just got to relax, take a deep breath, calm down, and shoot the person. You know, you don't get upset. Mechanically take them down. And everybody has women. They have wives, daughters. They don't arm them. And people need to take training courses, get involved in the Second Amendment. And that's what it's all about. All right, I am out of here. 2 hours of phone calls, tons of clips. We're the one and only Jason Burmis coming up, ladies and gentlemen, right here on the one and the only GCN Radio Network.
That's right. We're going to Seth, Vicky, Jeff, Organa, and more. 866-582-9933. Be back after these messages.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Seth, you're on the line.
Alex Jones is crying.
Oh, bye, buddy.
Bar.
We'll see you later. Hey, good for you, huh? You got on the air for 5 seconds. Vicky in Indiana, you're on the, or it's Idaho. I'm sorry. Vicky in Idaho, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason.
Hey.
Great. Great that I get to follow that guy. I've got two things. First, the kid that called earlier that said that, you know, they, I don't know, bomb in the stall, and then they did a survey of all the kids.
Yes.
You should the kids should never fill out those surveys, because what they are doing is profiling you, and it will go in your permanent record, and it will be there online for them to look at forever. So no matter, it doesn't matter whether they ask you what your favorite color is, just write refused on the form. And don't give them anything.
All right.
Because it will be used against you. The other thing is that I watched the hearing today, you know, the markup of the health care bill.
Okay.
That bill is going to be so horrendous, so horrible. Everybody should be watching for them to finish that. And if they get ready to vote on it in the Senate, everybody has got to call and tell them.
And this is the bill, by the way. If you don't have health insurance, they're going to fine you on your taxes, and that's if you don't take their dirty health insurance. It's a total socialist bill, and people do have to be aware of it. But I have a feeling that they are going to pass it. Maybe we can get some of the worst language out of it before they do so. But these guys are hell-bent on just passing unbelievable legislation. The Give Act passed. You know, they have H.R. 1444, where they're going to bring up compulsory service again for everybody and try to get baby boomers involved. I thank you for the call, Vicky. Let's go to Jeff in Pennsylvania. Jeff, you're online. Yes, sir.
Hi. I've had enough of the Glenn Beck bashing. You know, I'm a member of the 9/12 movement.
Uh-huh.
I've been to one of his book signings. I've
yep.
shook his hand. I've looked him in the eye.
Yep.
He is a patriot.
Oh, yeah?
And
he's a patriot,
yeah.
huh? Is he? So 9/11
yeah.
was
I mean,
not an inside job? Hold on, buddy. 9/11 wasn't an inside job? There's no government involvement?
What?
I'm asking you.
Look, there was some incompetence.
Oh, there was some incompetence. That's what happened. Are you on another planet, my man? Incompetence. Yeah, and you know what incompetence was? Incompetence was having the hijacking drills at the same exact time. Incompetence was having the NRO run a drill of ramming a plane into a building at 8:46. Incompetence. Give me a break. Incompetence. Hold on. Incompetence was funding Bin Laden throughout the 80s. Funding Islamic militants to come in through this country. In Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, through the Visa Department, have people blow the whistle in the 90s and have nothing done. 17 of the 19 guys then come from that Visa Department. Incompetence is the Black Ops program Able Danger, which followed four of the hijackers before 9/11, went to the FBI 72 different times and was thwarted, and then the hearings got thrown into national security hearings behind closed doors. They got gagged. Incompetence, it's not incompetence. Give me a break. First of all, two of the guys lived with a tested FBI informant, and then his handlers wouldn't let him take the stand in the initial congressional hearings. I mean, dude, there's no incompetence about it. I've tracked the funding. This is a Black Ops international intelligence program, and people who know about it aren't dangerous like Glenn Beck says. And Glenn Beck does say that 9/11 Truth is going to be the next Tim McVeigh, implying that they're going to blow up buildings. I'll hold you over if you're still there. Yeah, I'm going to hold you over and address every single one of your points. You can stay on for an hour if you want, man. I mean, it's so ridiculous, a patriot. He's not going to tell you about half the things we could talk about all night. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmese. In fact, we're going to come back with clips of fabled enemies so we can really show you what went down.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
We're on the line with Jeff in Pennsylvania. I hope he's going to be patient with me because I'm not here to preach to the choir, and I like to prove my point. So you still there, Jeff?
Yeah.
All right. Excellent. So what I'm going to do is they're going to bring up sections of my film. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. I think a lot of the things I just addressed outside of the war games and Able Danger, just the hijackers being trained on U.S. bases, cultivated here, the FBI being stopped. The CIA was called on these guys by their neighbors, and they did nothing. Why would that be the case? Well, the facts are these guys were multiple agents. I would say Otta was really one of those guys that was probably working Mossad angle, ISI angle, and American intelligence to some extent. If you look at the funding of these hijackers, the only known funding we know about, because they always talk about Saudi Arabia, yet we didn't go into Saudi Arabia, but the $100,000 wire came from the Pakistani ISI, which was set up by British intelligence and then cultivated by the CIA in the 80s. That's on the Wikipedia page. It's not even denied. And we have such a tight-knit relationship with the ISI to this day. Are we ready with the clip? We're not ready. You need a couple more minutes on it? All right, so let me talk to you for a second, Jeff. What else would you say makes you think that Glenn Beck's a patriot? Because he exposes the Federal Reserve System?
How does war games on 9/11 prove that there was a conspiracy?
Well, hold on. It's not just the war games, man. Let me explain how this goes. All right, first they said there were no war games. Then there were war games, but the war games were shut down as soon as the attacks happened. So in other words, initially they deny them. Then they say they actually happened, but they said as the attacks occurred, they shut down the war games. Now,
It took me until August of 2006 to actually be the first people outside of the media to get the official NORAD tapes. Okay, we petitioned NORAD forever to get them. Finally, they sent them to us on CDRs. I think it was like it could all fit on one DVD, but they sent us 7 CDRs for some godforsaken reason. And they were DAT channels of all the things, and they admitted that they vetted them, but the majority of the stuff is there. And you go through these things, and first of all, Flight 11 is in the air for 45 minutes after it supposedly hits the North Tower. They're following it, okay? Second of all, Delta 1989 has a bomb on board, and it's unclear whether or not they're following that or Flight 93 is whatever goes down there. They have about, I think from the tapes that I listened to, at least 5 other hijackings going on. Now, remember, the official story is that the 4 planes that were hijacked didn't emit hijack signals. It's mainline. Now, the other ones, the ones that were out of Korean airspace coming in, the ones that were coming out of Alaskan airspace and over Canada coming in, they did emit hijack signals. And then you listen to these tapes, and actually the war games went on for 20 minutes after the last attack. In other words, after Flight 93 was downed. And they actually had to call up Cheyenne Mountain several times and stay on the line for 20 plus minutes after they called just to have them shut down the war game. So why do they do the war games? Because normal people who are in the military don't want to attack on 9/11. So if they think it's part of a war game scenario and say they're controlling a drone or a UAV or they're supposed to be in the area, in other words, if you're supposed to be an F-15 or an F-16, protecting a certain quadrant, a certain airspace, you're not there. You're running a war game. And that did happen. They shipped out the majority of fighters over to the east and west coast, way off the east coast, so they were off to the side. Now, let me tell you another lie we expose in this. They say that there were no military jets on the scene until, I believe it was like 10 or 15 minutes after the second plane hits the World Trade Center. You watch Fabled Enemies, you see a white military jet on the scene of the World Trade Center prior to the second plane strike. And then you find out one of the drills they're running is a mass Armageddon drill where what they call doomsday planes or operational command centers for the shadow government. I know it's hard to believe, but the shadow government does exist. We document it thoroughly in this film as well. It's called Continuity of Government Program. And the shadow government is running war games, and they just happen to be on the scene of all the attacks. That's right. Not only are they in New York, but as the plane hits the Pentagon, all sorts of newsreels caught the same kind of doomsday plane at Washington, D.C. So they're on the scene at the attacks as they're happening, as these war games are going on. Nothing suspicious there. The hijackers are trained at U.S. bases. They're the FBI, Black Ops program, and it is a Black Ops program. Able Danger identifies them. CIA identifies them. Nothing is done. Not only that, and we won't be able to show this clip as well, but James Woods gets on a plane with Muhammad Atta and 3 other hijackers prior to 9/11. James Woods, the pilot, and a stewardess all fill out separate FAA reports that they thought they were going to hijack the plane. This is in August, right before the attacks, and nothing is done to these guys. If that report were filed against you in 2000 or me in 2000, you don't walk out of the airport. I promise you that. You walk into an FBI interrogation room. Now hold over. We're going to play some of this film, and then I'm going to get your reaction. I appreciate this, Jeff. All right? Hit it.
This has been gathered. Let's begin with the hijackers. Many of them were actually trained within U.S. military bases. On September 15, 2001, Newsweek reported that U.S. military sources have given information that suggests 5 of the alleged hijackers received training at secure U.S. military installations in the 90s. Saeed Al-Ghamdi, Ahmed Al-Nami, and Ahmed Al-Ghamdi listed their address on driver's licenses and car registrations as the Naval Air Station in Pensacola, Florida. Another indication of how the hijackers were tied to U.S. bases was reported on September 12th by Fox in D.C. They stated, congratulatory phone calls were made from a separate aeronautical school in Florida, which suggests inside help for the hijackers.
Now, here at Embry-Riddle School in Daytona Beach, investigators say that they did indeed intercept cell phone calls that originated out of here, calls that were congratulatory after yesterday's attacks, calls the feds say were made by terrorist sympathizers here in Daytona as well as in Broward County.
The New York Times would report that the Defense Department said that Atta had gone to the International Officer School at Maxwell Air Force Base in Alabama. Abdul Aziz Al-Amari to the Aerospace Medical School at Brooks Air Force Base in Texas, and Saeed Al-Ghamdi to the Defense Language Institute at the Presidio in Monterey, California. The Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs at the Defense Language Institute, where Al-Ghamdi trained, went public and said, Bush knew of the impending attacks on America. He did nothing to warn the American people because he needed this war on terrorism. He was quickly disciplined and threatened with court-martial. Even when neighbors called the CIA on hijacker Waleed Alshieri, nothing was done.
Now, you might think that some of the neighbors would be shocked to find out that a suspected terrorist lived right down the street from them, but at least one woman we spoke with was not surprised at all. Diane Albritton was so concerned about what was happening inside the home at 502 Orange Street, she called the CIA. Why was she suspicious?
The odd coming and going, the different rental cars, the odd-looking people that came and went.
At that time, she says, the agency was not interested.
How could it be that the CIA wasn't interested in this woman's story? Other government officials would go public as well. J. Michael Springman, a former head of the Visa Department in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, would blow the whistle that the United States was taking part in covert programs as far back as 1987 to funnel in and protect Islamic terrorists.
Well, it began in Jeddah when I was repeatedly told to issue visas to unqualified applicants. This went on for quite some time during most of my tour there. Under the American immigration laws, you need to demonstrate that you're going to the United States for a specific purpose. And typically, in such a situation, you're going to sign a business deal, or you're going to go as a tourist to see the Grand Canyon, or you're going to the United States as a student to study a particular course of study. And these were people that had no job in one instance. He was a Sudanese who was unemployed in Saudi Arabia and a refugee from the Sudan. But he got a visa for national security purposes after it was taken out of my hands by the chief of the consular section.
At basis, though, I really think that these were more CIA assets, people that were recruited, like all of the folks I've been issuing visas to a couple of years previously. And these people were tools to be done for a job. Well, the visas issued to the hijackers in Jeddah came about as a result of it being a CIA consulate. It was the fifth largest visa-issuing post in the Middle East. It was pretty much a closed system, and they simply brought them through there, knowing that they would be protected by the agency, that people would get their visas, or if they didn't get the visas, they could be made to be given visas.
Once I got back to the United States and was out of the Foreign Service, I ran across a couple of people with ties to the American government that told me another story, that the CIA was recruiting fighters for the Afghan war against the then Soviets, and that their asset, Osama bin Laden, was working with them.
In the early 1980s, bin Laden worked with operatives from U.S. intelligence, the Pakistani military, and Arab states. They ran a wide-ranging covert network that recruited and financed Muslim fighters to battle the Soviet army.
It is now known that Osama bin Laden...
All right, let's stop it right there just for a second. Now, I'm going to give you a chance to talk about 90 seconds in this segment. I'm going to hold you over for the next segment. Why doesn't the media talk? I mean, they always talk about the PDB, but have you heard any of that in the mainstream media? And obviously the mainstream media covered it at one point, but it's never been played up upon. So go ahead.
Well, look, we had problems after 9/11 with the sharing of intelligence and the cooperation communication between different agencies. So it's understandable that the CIA might not wanted to hear this lady's story. And some of the other points, because we needed the more sharing of intelligence. We needed
but
more.
But they're all trained at U.S. bases.
Together.
Hold on, but they're all trained at U.S. bases. I think I just named at least a dozen of the hijackers with direct ties to U.S. bases. Why don't you hear about that?
How do you know that they were at the bases?
Again, if you listen to the thing, three of them listed on their car registrations and their home address as the Pensacola Navy Station in Florida. The head of the vice chancellor of the Defense Language School said he trained four of the hijackers. One of them we know was Al-Mari. Okay. They admit that Maxwell Air Force Base trained ADA. I mean, I want you to hold over because we're going to do this continuity of government thing and we're really going to go over some of these drills. So I hope you see that these aren't coincidences. If they were coincidences or they were mistakes, somebody would have got fired. No one got fired. A lot of people got promoted. Hold over, Jeff. We might have to spend an hour with Jeff if he's willing to. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis back after this.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Go to survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. Survivalistseeds.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
So in the respect of time, we're not going to go directly to these clips. We'll go to the clips after we talk to this guy because we only have about 4 minutes with him. If you leave an address with the board up, I'm going to send you the movie for free. But again, trained in intelligence bases. Now, number two, these guys aren't even the guys that get picked up that day. Who does get picked up that day? In other words, on 9/11, what else happened? Did they actually pick anybody up? Yeah, they picked up a bunch of Mossad operatives. And if you remember back in the 80s, you know about Iran-Contra, Jeff?
I think Reagan had gave some money to
to these Contra fighters who were trying to have a revolution.
That's not how it works. Let me explain how it really worked. The Contra fighters, all right, we had to arm them, right? So how do we arm them? Well, we don't buy the weapons. They always use a proxy nation. It's called plausible deniability. I'm sure you've heard of it before. So the U.S. actually never gave armaments financially to the Contras. What they did is they allowed Israel to take money. They would spend millions of dollars. They would buy weapons from the Czechoslovakian region and other parts of Europe, right? Now, then Israel would give the weapons to the United States military. The United States military would then fly those weapons into the U.S. Okay, then they would use private contractors. So they didn't even have to use U.S. military personnel. They'd find these private contractors, in a lot of cases, you know, just really mercenaries and drug dealers. Okay? So they would take the weapons down to the Contras, and then they would get marijuana and cocaine from the Contras, and then they would have free passes to come into Florida and Mena, Arkansas military bases where they dealt the drugs. And that came out in open hearings. 14 people, including Caspar Weinberger, got convicted of it, and then Bush Sr. got into office, and he pardoned almost every single one of them. Okay, so that network never died. And that's how they kind of do these operations. In other words, the Mossad arm of this operation is for intelligence gathering. And if you, I know you can't hold over, but if you listen to the show after this, let me tell you how it works. There's two companies out there. They're called Amdocs and Converse. And they oversee telecommunications for almost the entire country. In other words, whether you're on AT&T or Verizon or any of these switches, all the information has to go through these two things. So they actually gather intelligence. A lot of people out there think that we're not tracked, traced, and databased. They somehow think that, oh, they're just tapping, they're just wiretapping people that they don't like that are on a list. No, man. There is a hardwired room, and this came out in 2006. Doubt me. Go look it up yourself. AT&T versus Hepting. They just ruled on it on June 4th in appellate court. Every single major telecommunication company has a secret room where all data that you do on your computer, whether it be searching the web or using programs, anything that goes out over the internet is doubled over in a splitter room. And then everything you do on your telephone, whether it be text messaging, talking to it, goes into the same computer. Now, that doesn't mean that there's somebody listening to everything you do. What it does is it runs through a bunch of software, and then they get keywords, and then maybe human eyes see that information. But they track, trace, and database everything anyway. And they have to have plausible deniability. I'm not saying that in 2001 it was as sophisticated as today, but in 2001, man, they had Carnivore. They had Promise. So all this, you know, Johnny Nonsense talk about, oh, Condoleezza Rice and that PDB in July or August before the, I think it was the August PDB, the August 16th memo or whatever. That's light. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's so many other things out there. That's vanilla. I'm talking about hardcore people getting arrested on 9/11 in truck bombs, dude. Go ahead.
Yeah, but the road you're saying this leads down to, which I don't think I could go that far, is that you're saying that there were bombs in the building and it wasn't really a plane that hit the Pentagon.
No, that's not. Hold on. Wait. Let's go to the Pentagon part first of all. Now, if you look at these drills, they're mass Armageddon drills. They're drills with UAVs in the air, all sorts of crazy stuff, right? So I don't necessarily believe that a plane didn't hit the Pentagon. I just don't think it was American Airlines Flight 77. Again, listen to the tapes. Listen to the audio operators at NORAD talking about how they're chasing Flight 11 for 40 minutes after it crashes into the building. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's tough for me. And then you look at the physical evidence of Flight 77. I mean, again, how does a plane clip 5 light poles, leave no debris anywhere on the sides? The wings don't come off. There's no vertical stabilizer. I interviewed a woman inside the building that came out of the hole and survived. She didn't see any parts of a plane. I mean, I'm not saying a plane didn't necessarily hit that building, but I highly doubt it was American Airlines Flight 77. Okay, and I forget what the other point was. What was the first point before the Pentagon that you just said?
You're saying that there were bombs in the building?
Again, Building 7, there's just no way that there's not bombs in Building 7. I, again, interviewed a survivor, one of the only two people that were in there as bombs went off. It was him and Michael Hess. Michael Hess refused my interview. We interview him. You can watch the full thing, unscripted, unedited. I'm going to send you the DVD, and we're going to play some clips of Fabled Enemies on the other side. So please, if you're not going to hold over, stay tuned. But Barry Jennings witnessed this stuff, and then they distort what he says. Back after this, it's the Info Warrior.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
I mean, it was widely reported and then just disappeared in the media that somehow the hijackers had the codes to all the major military installations as the attacks happened. And we cover that in Fabled Enemies. But right now, we're going to play you some of the Israeli section so you can see who actually got picked up and how, I mean, this Mossad operation here, Amdocs, Comverse, and the Dancing Israelis, folks, they infiltrated every major agency, the same ones magically that they had the codes for on the day. Because remember, Air Force One was a target. The Capitol was a target. There's a whole lot more going on than what you're being told. So let's hit it right now.
It was widely reported that men had been celebrating the attack after recording the first plane strike. They were not Al-Qaeda, but they were detained.
I grabbed my binoculars, and I could see the towers from my window. And this is where, I'm looking. And all of a sudden, down there, I see this van park. And I see three guys on top of the van, and I could see that they were like happy. You know, they didn't look shocked to me. You know, they didn't look shocked.
There was a group of Israelis, some of whom later were revealed as Mossad assets, who were arrested after cheering and high-fiving and videotaping the crash of the airplanes into the World Trade Towers.
Several other men were detained after a van full of explosives was stopped outside of Manhattan.
Earlier, we had heard that an FBI spokesperson said that there was a report on the George Washington Bridge, which is another facility which you folks are responsible for policing, a report that there had been a van stopped there that had explosives.
Asked this week about another sprawling investigation and the detention of 60 Israelis since September 11th, the Bush administration treated the questions like hot potatoes.
I would just refer you to Department of Justice with it. I'm not familiar with the report.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained. With respect to why they are being detained and the other aspects of your question, whether it's because they are in intelligence services or what they were doing, I will defer to the Department of Justice and the FBI to answer that.
On March 6, 2002, a draft report from the DEA said it may well be an organized intelligence gathering activity. Despite all of this, all the Israelis were let go without any espionage charges being filed. Fox News anchors Brit Hume and Carl Cameron would do a four-part investigation into these allegations in December of 2001 and yield stunning results.
It has been more than 16 years since a civilian working for the Navy was charged with passing secrets to Israel. Jonathan Pollard pled guilty to conspiracy to commit espionage and is serving a life sentence. At first, Israeli leaders claimed Pollard was part of a rogue operation, but later took responsibility for his work. Now Fox News has learned some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
Since September 11th, more than 60 Israelis have been arrested or detained, either under the new Patriot anti-terrorism law or for immigration violations. A handful of active Israeli military were among those detained, according to investigators, who say some of the detainees also failed polygraph questions when asked about alleged surveillance activities against and in the United States. Investigators suspect that the Israelis may have gathered intelligence about the attacks in advance and not shared it. A highly placed investigator said there are, quote, tie-ins. But when asked for details, he flatly refused to describe them, saying, quote, evidence linking these Israelis to 911 is classified. I cannot tell you about evidence that has been gathered. It's classified information.
Now, when the FBI investigated, it quickly unraveled to be the largest foreign spying ever uncovered inside the United States. The largest. Even the Soviet Union had not been spying on the United States as much as Israel has been doing. So the FBI started to round up these spies. They started to arrest them very quietly. And they were about halfway through this process of rounding up this spy ring when 9/11 happened.
Numerous classified documents obtained by Fox News indicate that even prior to September 11th, as many as 140 other Israelis had been detained or arrested in a secretive and sprawling investigation into suspected espionage by Israelis in the United States. Investigators from numerous government agencies are part of a working group that's been compiling evidence since the mid-90s. These documents detail hundreds of incidents in cities and towns across the country that investigators say, quote, may well be an organized intelligence gathering activity. The first part of the investigation focuses on Israelis who say they are art students from the University of Jerusalem and Bezalel Academy. Documents say they, quote, targeted and penetrated military bases, the DEA, FBI, and dozens of other government facilities, and even secret offices and unlisted private homes of law enforcement and intelligence personnel. The majority of those questioned, quote, stated they served in military intelligence, electronic surveillance intercept, and or explosive ordnance units. Why would Israelis spy in and on the U.S.? A General Accounting Office investigation referred to Israel as Country A and said, quote, according to a U.S. intelligence agency, the government of Country A conducts the most aggressive espionage operation against the U.S. of any U.S. ally. The document concludes, quote, Israel possesses the resources and technical capability to achieve its collection objectives.
What about this question of advanced knowledge of what was going to happen on 9/11? How clear are investigators that some Israeli agents may have known something?
Well, it's very explosive information, obviously, and there's a great deal of evidence that they say they have collected. None of it necessarily conclusive. It's more when they put it all together. A bigger question, they say, is how could they not have known? Almost a direct quote, Brett.
It is now apparent that this intelligence ring was inside the U.S., had prior knowledge of 9/11, and had a classified role in 9/11. which officials refused to discuss. It was also able to penetrate U.S. intelligence agencies and secret offices, yet all were released. The men who were detained due to the report they were taping the first plane crash and then celebrating and joking about it actually went on television and admitted it was their job to record the attack.
And at that point, we were taken for another round of questioning, this time related to our allegedly being members of Mossad. The fact of the matter is, we are coming from a country that experiences terror daily. Our purpose was to document the event.
How could they have known about the attack? And who sent them to document it? The evidence points to a large intelligence network inside the United States that had teams on the ground, such as the ones recording the attack, and electronic surveillance teams gathering information. Another team who was involved that day detonated explosives on the ground.
We have both suspects on their case. We have the suspects who drove in the van. The van exploded.
Yeah, I just want to make sure you and your guys are all right over there, okay? That's all.
You know, we have both Paratrans driven that exploded.
What location?
King Street between 6 and 7.
Shooting is on the scene on King 6 and 7. What unit are you?
How would these teams obtain their information?
The investigation on our side basically tracked back to two companies. The first one was called Amdocs. This is an Israeli-owned company which does the billing for 90% of the telephone companies inside the United States.
Fox News has learned that some American terrorism investigators fear certain suspects in the September 11th attacks may have managed to stay ahead of them by knowing who and when investigators are calling on the telephone. How? By obtaining and analyzing data that's generated every time someone in the U.S. makes a phone call.
One city and state, please.
Here's how the system works. Most directory assistance calls and virtually all call records and billing in the U.S. are done for the phone companies by Amdocs Limited, an Israeli-based private telecommunications company. Amdocs has contracts with the 25 biggest phone companies in America and more worldwide. It is virtually impossible to make a call on normal phones without generating an Amdocs record of it. In recent years, the FBI and other government agencies have investigated Amdocs more than once. Sources tell Fox News that in 1999, the super-secret National Security Agency, headquartered in Northern Maryland, issued what's called a top-secret, sensitive, compartmentalized information report, TSSCI, warning that records of calls in the United States were getting into foreign hands, in Israel in particular. Fox News has learned that the NSA has held numerous classified conferences to warn the FBI and CIA how Amdocs records could be used.
So if you know the name of a police officer, or even if you know the name just of an informant...
All right, let's pull it right now. We've just played so much of that Israeli chapter. There's even more. You know, I could play the movie all night. I mean, it's an hour and 42 minutes. Give me a break. Yeah, there's nothing else to 9/11. No, it was international intelligence op that included role players here in Israel and Pakistan, in Saudi Arabia. I mean, it's so clear. It is so clear. Please go look into it. All right. I'm going to drop that subject. You're welcome to talk about whatever you like. We got tons of news coming up in the final hour in about 17 minutes, but let's go back to your calls. Organa in Pennsylvania. Organa, you're on the line. We still
hey,
got
Jason.
It? Hey.
Hey, Jason. Hey, the best day of my life. I'm 52 years old. I was standing right next to Alex at Bilderberg when he was on the bullhorn and stuff. But the news right now is in Pittsburgh here. The G20's coming, and Obama's going to be there. So we need a game plan. It's in September. We need a game plan to hand out maybe the police state takeover 2 or something, or some kind of a video to the cops, to the college students, get something going here. We've got 2-3 months now. We got to do it.
Well, this is what I would suggest. I'm not sure what part of Pennsylvania that he's going to be going to, but there's a great Philly 9/11
Pittsburgh.
Truth. Oh, it's going to be in Pittsburgh, so that's a ways away from Philly. That's like 2 or 3 hour drive. I would contact Dan at wearechange.org and see if he can get you with some like-minded people who are already burning DVDs and possibly set something up that way. Craigslist is another great way to do it. But the We Are Change guys do such a great job, I would contact them.
We got to show how the black bloc comes in, the anarchists. And stages all that false stuff and gets the cops all crazy. And then they attack, like, the, you know, like a couple thousand of the good protesters, you know?
Well, that's how it worked at the WTO in Seattle and more recently in Canada. There were about two dozen protesters, and there was one gentleman who wanted to wear a mask on, and he kept on picking up rocks and being like, come on, let's throw rocks at cops. And they kept going, you're a cop, dude. You're wearing the same exact boots as they are. And, of course, they go and arrest him, and it comes out later he was a cop, and they apologize. They always try to provocateur stuff. That's their MO. So get with some like-minded cats and don't let the provocateurs win. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Mike in Indiana. Mike, you're on the line. Yes, Mike.
Hello, yeah. So I let you know it's, the Nintendo Wii is a good tool for actually teaching people about the globe because of the nice NASA globe that spins around so you can teach people about the world.
And you're the one that sent us those Wiis, right? I haven't set the one up in my office yet, but one of them did get taken home by one of the editors, and he's currently playing it. And you sent me another package today, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Actually, it's the Linus Pauling. One of the last things he did was vitamin C and L-lysine on reversing heart disease.
I'm going to check it out. I just hope there's no rat poison in it, my friend. I doubt it. I'm joking. I kid.
Oh, yeah. It's non-GMO vitamin C, so it's definitely Al-Qaeda.
It has to be Al-Qaeda.
Oh, yeah. It's also non-GMO L-lysine. But what I also did today, though, is that I sent Tom Harkin, Senator Tom Harkin here in Iowa, I sent him 15 different DVDs, Fabled Enemies and Loose Change Final Cut, and also In the Fed t-shirt, because he needs to co-sponsor the Senate Bill 604, because there's only two signed on so far with the In the Fed for the Senate.
And when does that get voted on, by the way? Because it has enough sponsors to go to committee. Is that going to go to committee soon? What's the deal on 1207
now? That's a different one. That's the HR. That's the House. That's got over 236 or so. And that can be at any time. But the one for the Senate, though, only has two out of the 100 senators.
Oh, so they're going to – okay, so this is how it works. The senators are going to sponsor it as well. I thought it went to committee first, and then once it goes through Congress, it goes to the senators to sponsor it. But they can sponsor it beforehand.
Right. Well, the Senate is still in its embryonic state, and Tom Harkin or Tom Grassley or Tom Harkin haven't made any mention of it at all. But what I'm doing is, I'm sending all the – I ordered the DVDs and the T-shirt, and the Fed, and have it sent to Tom Harkin's Des Moines office, where I'm at now. I used to work for Nintendo for 18 years, and then I retired early to cash in my 401k before things crashed in 2007 in October, and took that to fight the info war.
Smart
and
man.
So I've been doing hundreds and hundreds of Loose Change Final Cuts, and also the Fabled Enemies is a masterpiece.
Well, thank you.
What
do you think about that caller, the guy coming in? I mean, he calls up and he says Glenn Beck's a real patriot, and then he toes the party line that there's incompetence due to 9/11 and nothing else. But he doesn't seem to know about any of the real issues, does he?
Well, it's denial. Mm-hmm. It's basically the idea. It's kind of like, you get the Nintendo Wii where you play the video game, and you're into the video game, but you never check out the NASA weather map and the AP stories where you can spin the globe. And actually check that in Iraq it can be 140 degrees in the summer. Mm-hmm. They never check on that. And so you tell them it's 140 degrees in Baghdad sometimes. They go like, no, it isn't. There's like Zelda when you can buy it, And you go to level 7, where I got this monster that says, grumble, grumble, what do I do? And you say, well, dude, you give it some monster. Bait, it's the bait that you give in level 7. Anybody knows that. Mm-hmm. It's just that the mindset, they can't get out of Zelda and go to the real world.
It's true, and they want to be in that baited, false left-right paradigm where they feel comfort that the mainstream media, as bad as it is, there's some of them out there that are really trying to do some good. I mean, I would say the only guy left that's really consistently doing good work in the mainstream media on television every night is Lou Dobbs. I've lost faith in Keith Olbermann with all the Obama worship and him saying that the MIAC report was vindicated after the James Von Braun shooting. That made me throw open my mouth a little, Mike.
Oh, Well, Keith, he should have probably stayed in sports. I mean, he's trying to become the new Hunter Thompson, but Hunter Thompson could do sports and politics, no problem. Sat in the back seat with Richard Nixon and talked football. As Nixon said, please, just don't talk about politics. Well, they're talking about the Redskins and things like that, dude. No, okay. We can do that because they both had an addiction to football. But Keith Olbermann probably, he's a really good sports guy.
He was a really good, and I'm a sports center kind of guy. I thank you for the call, Mike. I want to like Olbermann, but when he says that the DHS's best work are those Fusion Center reports and the MIAC reports and the one warning about anti-illegal immigration activists or anti-technology activists or hacktivists or people who are patriots or constitutionalists, or if you have a Ron Paul bumper sticker, or if you like the phrase, don't tread on me, or if you're handing out Zeitgeist in America, freedom to fascism, you hate America, you're willing to work with white supremacists and Al-Qaeda to bring this country down. You'll do anything to bring it down. And then he gets up on air and he starts tearing up. He's Glenn Beck and he's just tearsy McTear. And then he'll go, oh, it was GQ, it wasn't Esquire. See, I'm saying GQ this whole time, or Esquire this whole time, and it's GQ. Look at him. Aw. I mean, folks, I wouldn't have to put anything in my eyes to get that terrible shot. I mean, it looks like he's having a bad poopsie McStigger. Back after this, it's The Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, www.theinfowarrior.com.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
No one knows who gave the orders. No one asks about the crime. No one looks behind the curtain, and no one questions why. The only time we got is right about now. I cross my heart, I take the vow, I'll never turn, I'll never bend. I'm with you now.
All right, let's continue to go to your calls here. And then on the other side, I'll hit up these other news articles here. I mean, it's incredible to me that the economy is in the dumps and that iPhone 3GS does as well as it does. I mean, let's cover this really quick and let's see what I can fit in here. The 3GS debut was only in 8 countries, he said, compared to 21 in last year's 3G launch. Okay, so only a year ago they launched a new iPhone in 21 separate countries. Now, the 3GS only goes to 8 countries. That's roughly a third. It's a little less than a third of that. Okay? The 1 million 3GS phones sold were an impressive number compared with the 1 million they sold in the first weekend last year across 21 countries. So it took 3 days, I guess, for them to sell the 1 million of the 3GS, 2 days to sell 1 million in 21 countries. But again, they only released it into a third of the countries. It shows that iPhone momentum remains strong. Now check this out. Remember how we tell you that Walmart's doing well? Apparently Apple's doing just fine too. Shares of Apple have risen more than 60% this year. Let me say that again. Shares of Apple have risen more than 60% this year as investors grow more comfortable with the executive bench beyond Jobs. People love their iPhones, folks. Forget about it. It's iPhone country here. I mean, we are iPhoners. All right. Let's go to Robert in Georgia. Robert, you're on the line.
Hey, how's it going, Jason?
All right.
Man, that is hysterical, y'all playing the Beck balling. my favorite one is, and when I'd give him a chance a while back, he had Thomas Woods on and he had Salente,
mm-hmm.
and he hyped them a little bit, and I was like, yeah, Thomas Woods and Salente seem to know what they're talking about, and I give him a chance, and then my favorite Glenn Beck crying episode is shortly after he went on Fox, I believe, and there's this guy in, I think it's Texas, that's daughter went missing with mm-hmm. all that violence that was going on down there. And he was all doing his fake tears and saying, I'm with Fox News now and the cavalry's here. And
I'm with Fox News now and the cavalry. Yeah, Fox News has done so many great things. Oh, man.
Oh,
you're right,
God,
Glenn.
Yeah. And, oh, man, but the audacity of this guy, even when the tea parties were going on, when he was doing this co-opting of that, the audacity to sit there talking about rewriting common sense and then saying we should have put out a list of stuff that people shouldn't talk about.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know what? That's a great point. Like, he again, jumps on the Thomas Paine bandwagon, puts out a book called Glenn Beck's Common Sense, and then this Von Braun thing happens. It's okay to question the Federal Reserve, but these 9/11 nuts, they need to go to prison. I mean, it's disgusting, and he's a disgusting person. I mean, he looks like something out of, like, a vampire character figure. Like, he's so pale, and he really just looks like he's ready to suck the blood out of you at any moment.
Yeah, and the hypocrisy. Free speech is good as long as, we approve it first.
Yeah, exactly. As long as it's, and that's the speech that needs to be protected, like Jesse Ventura said. I thank you for the call, my man. Let's go to Mike in L.A. Wait. I hear the music. I keep forgetting. Why am I off today? It's a Monday. We'll go to Mike in L.A. on the other side. We'll hit some more news. We'll go to Paul in Wisconsin. We'll hit some more news. We'll go to Scott in Washington. We'll hit some more news. You'll call in. It's 866-582-9933. My board guys will put up bad wipes, and we'll all be happy together. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XV pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Back live and in charge with Jaron in the background doing bad star wipes for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. You just love that star wipe. And now that we have this other camera, God knows what other little tricks they're going to be doing. So we're going to go to, who are we on? We're in Mike in LA. Mike in LA in a moment, but I have this story up at the InfoWarrior.com. There's a great picture of Beck right there. Really just lovely stuff. Big Bang Collider set for autumn restart, CERN. So, yes, the Large Hadron Collider is back in action. It was like a $10 billion Swiss franc project, around 9.2, so it's really around $10 billion. Let's see. They spent $30 million on repairs. If you don't know what this is about, they're trying to recreate life, literally trying to recreate the Big Bang. There's all sorts of people out there saying, oh, you know, it actually might create a black hole that will swallow the universe eventually. Ha, ah, ha, 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 ha. And it was used kind of as the beginning plot in Angels and Demons. So go check out the article over at theinfowarrior.com right now. Mike in L.A., you are on the air. And I think that's Louisiana, so it's not really the L.A. What's up?
Hey, Jason.
Hey, hey.
How you doing, man?
All right.
I wanted to talk to you about a couple of things, actually. First thing, the smart grid.
Sure.
I actually work for one of the largest power companies.
Okay.
And I don't know, like, everyone there is so clueless as to what this really is, and I tried to explain it to them and direct them to the documents that show that the government will take control of every electric utility when they declare martial law.
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't even have, they can do it. They can do slow incrementalization. It doesn't even have to go to martial law. I mean, this is the headline, again, out of the Telegraph. Energy bills hit £4,000 a year, and they're saying within 10 years. Now, right now, they're saying that the average is about £1,243 compared to what they will say is £4,185 in 10 years. Now, here's the funny thing. They admit as they roll out the smart meters, it will cost taxpayers an additional £548 a year. Okay, so let's take the number £1,243. 548 is just about half of that. So right away, your bill is going to increase by 30%+ just for putting in the smart meters. Then, once the smart meters are there, they admit in this article that they're going to be used to have households adapt to using less energy. It says right here, Ann Robinson, director of consumer policy at uswitch.com, said the figure was a wake-up call, and households would have to adapt accordingly. And then they say, well, the best way for customers to keep their energy bills down in the future is by using less energy. So they want to regulate. They want a carbon tax. They want a smart grid. And if you look at IBM's commercial, smart grid to fight crime, smart grid for health, smart grid, everything's given this name, like the green movement, like anybody with any kind of sense out there isn't for polluting the earth, so they tag green movement. You know, most people out there are pro-technology, so they use the term smart grid. You know, they play off the public's ignorance and idiocy, unfortunately. And there's plenty of it to go around, Mike.
Absolutely. And really, right now, they're doing a trial with a small group of people where they're allowed to control their stuff during the summer.
That's
for
right.
For a few months. And, you know, based on what they see or just in the future, then they'll implement it on a larger scale.
And they'll shut it down. Listen, they're getting ready to bulldoze neighborhoods in the United States. We got all these homeless people. They cry about it. They say, we can't put people in homes. We can't let them keep the homes. Let's just bulldoze it and make it government property. And that's where the makeshift FEMA centers will be. That's where the poor will go to beg for their food stamps or whatever kind of social services they offer in the future for their delicious vaccinations. You know, when they can't make a school a mass vaccination center. I thank you for the call. We're going to come back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We are back. I'm going to play this Obama worship clip. It's the latest jib jab video. Actually, I think I'm going to do it in this segment because I don't want to spend the entire 30-minute segment on it. We'll go back to callers in just a moment. But what I thought was interesting about this, yeah, it's a lot of Obama worship, and they act like he's going to fix everything. They do, you know, hit him with a couple of side jokes. But what I think the most interesting aspect of this is that they do a composite of Barack Obama talking about pirates that looks realer than any phony Bin Laden tape out there. It's probably the best CG I've ever seen where a real person speaks. So let's hit the clip and watch the Obama worship big time.
Jab.
When darkness had descended all across the land, lone voice in the distance uttered, "Yes, we can." He gave good speeches, never sweat. He was real good at the internet. He's Barack Obama, he's come to save the day. He passed a major stimulus for the bourgeois.
and said he had the deficit. He, stop unemployment, money dies, fix health care in his spare time. He's Barack Obama, he's come to save the day. He'll use his superpowers to win in Iraq, then Kung Fu Chow, the Taliban. Ka-chow, ka-chow, our image in the world. He'll mend then make the Jews and Arabs friends. He's Barack Obama, he's come to save the day.
Sir, we've got a situation. Pirates.
They'll spend the dough, ride the jets, disregard the mountain dead. Stop the glow from getting warm, fuel your car with nuts and corn. Leave a building running the street, save a kitten from a tree. Fix the schools, go to space, launch a robot in the face. Spot the train, rest the man, smoke the bombs, we are clear.
All right, there it is, folks. It is live. All right, hit it, because that's it for it right there. And like I said, what I think the most interesting aspect of that is, bring it back to the part about the pirates, because I wanted people just to watch the pirates part without before that. Right there, before that, right there. Right after the dance. No, when he's taking the phone call. Put it on the part right before the general. Yeah, right before this part. I'm glad you're showing that part, but get it before that. Before the general hits him. Over to the left a little more. A little more. All right, right here. All right, hit play. Now, this is obviously not Barack Obama. It's a composite video, but it looks almost photoreal. And then they somehow use this composite video to say pirates, scroll down, and he's Clark Kent turning into Obama Man, if you will. So I just wanted to point out how advanced technology, and especially composite technology, has gotten when, you know, animators who do these little internet videos as a company are able to do it no problem. All right, let's go to Paul in Wisconsin. Paul, you're online. Yes, sir, Paul.
Hi, Jason. I wanted to point something out. When I was watching the live Prison Planet TV in my browser, there's a function in my browser to be zoomed out so you can see the whole page from top to bottom.
Sure.
And what was interesting is during that, when you were playing the Glenn Beck clip, I noticed that they have a little graphic element that was up, and it looks like a red armband, and it has this G logo. You know how they have the G?
Oh, for Glenn Beck?
For Glenn Beck's logo.
Yeah.
So when I was watching it zoomed out with this feature in my browser, so I'm looking at it from top to the bottom of the Prison Planet live feed,
mm-hmm.
when I'm looking at it like that, it looked like, you know, looked like a Hitler red armband with a G.
And who's wearing
roll it?
It
back and take
who's Glenn's wearing the?
Yeah, well, okay, it's Glenn Beck's got that. You know, he's got that
the little G logo. I know what you're talking about.
Well, he had the whitish jacket on, and then there was a little graphic element that's, you know, chroma keyed over,
uh-huh.
and it's slightly transparent, and it's a little red rectangle, and then the G logo is on that. So the way I was viewing it on my PC or my Mac zoomed out, it honestly looked like, you know, that little graphic element mm-hmm. they had chroma keyed. It looked like he had a red armband.
Well, it's very fitting for, you know, what he really is and what he really stands for. I mean, dude, he's here to bring in, you know, one world governance. No doubt about it. He's there to be controlled opposition. They gave him a lot of money to do it. I'll tell you what, he maintains an audience, at least in news. People might laugh about this, but if you look at the numbers, he does regularly a little over 500,000 a day on his TV show. That doesn't seem like much, but for, you know, 24-hour news, that's actually pretty big. And then you look at, compare us, I mean, we get rid of 150,000 podcasts a day, so we're probably, you know, a little less than half as big when you look at it as Glenn Beck. And he knows that. He knows that the underground is growing and growing and growing, so he's trying to bite off that. Now, his closest competition in news is actually Chris Matthews. He does Hardball. He gets a little over 100,000 of viewers. We're dominating Hardball right now. I mean, that's pretty unbelievable for people, but those are the real numbers. Beck is 5-1 on Hardball. Go ahead.
Plus, you guys are telling the truth.
No, can you believe it? It's a very novel idea to tell the truth. Listen, man,
right.
I sit here and I read mainline articles. Oh, there's no corruption out there. You know, I haven't even gotten to this one, but Silvio Berlusconi, who is the Italian prime minister over there. We always talk to you about how the elite are into like these big time sex parties and the things you see in Eyes Wide Shut are real. Well, you know, some of them aren't, like the homosexual pedophiles in the Franklin cover up and in the Barney Frank scandal. Some of them do like girls, and it's all over the place right now. A couple of the hookers took pictures in the hotel room, where were they, or in the residence. Where they were having these sex parties. I thank you for the call. Let's go over this one. We're going to take some more callers. Let's see. The women, including Eastern European models, were recruited to attend at least five parties thrown by Mr. Berlusconi at his mansion in central Rome and his villa on Sardinia's exclusive Costa Smeralda La Repubblica newspaper claimed. Let's see. Giampaolo Tarantini, 35, is the guy who's abetting prostitution by recruiting models and call girls for the prime minister's private party. So he's got himself a private pimp. Okay, let's see. Two young women taking pictures of each other in what they say was a bathroom in the Palazzo Grisoli, the prime minister's private residence in Rome, during a party on November 4th last year. And they just put those pictures out there. The chicks are Lucia Rosini and Barbara Montriele, and I guess that they witnessed a third prostitute who was paid €1,000 to go to bed with the 72-year-old prime minister. And if you just watch videos of Berlusconi, I mean, he's literally more of a sexist figure to me than Howard Stern. At least Howard Stern admits who he is. Berlusconi, you type in Berlusconi on YouTube and you can just see him grabbing ass after ass after ass. I mean, the guy is just an ass grabber, and he is very unapologetic about it. And it shouldn't shock anybody that they're having these elitist sex parties in Europe. Big shocker, I know, for some people, but apparently they don't exist. There's no corruption anywhere. Scott in Washington. Scott, you're on the line.
Yeah, from the Fox Nazis to the Obama Nazis. You know, this thing of, you know, these phony progressives running around here talking about, you know, Obama is trying to make peace with Iran and, you know, he's not trying to start anything. You know, less I need to remind these people that a couple of years ago during the primaries, all he was going around and saying was that all military options were not off the table with Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And then you remember in that, and I remember it this way because of the guy who I supported for President Mike Gravel, when he blasted Hillary about her vote on that Kyle Lieberman Iran resolution, basically declaring their military a terrorist organization.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even bother to show up. And then when he gets in front of AIPAC, you know, basically when he has the nomination sewn up, you know, he blasts Hillary for a while for that after he did. But then he praises Hillary and said that she did the right thing and that, you know, all military options were on the table.
So yeah, exactly. Hillary Clinton was the first one to say that all military options were on the table for everything in the Middle East.
Yeah, but, you know, and my point is, though, but he's been saying that for the last 2 years that, you know, that he wants to go to war and threatening them illegally. It's against international law, number one, to declare somebody's military a terrorist organization. But he's been saying this for the last 2 years, and I was listening to Paul Craig Roberts yesterday on Alex Jones' show, you know, and I'm sitting there thinking, you know, in a sick, twisted way, that would make sense that they're trying to stage a fake revolution and then go in and say, oh, well, it didn't work. You know, now we got to go in and invade them. And then,
well, it's making the international media all over the place. I mean, they're asking, are these, you know, staged demonstrations? Is the United States attempting to destabilize the region? And that is a great possibility. They want that Eurasian Union at all costs. I thank you for the call. And, you know, I have not really looked into this as much, but it seems with the hype, and again, it looks almost the same as when Georgia snuck attacked Russia and Russia was suddenly the enemy and Georgia was this beacon of freedom in the region, this beacon of democracy, when anything could be further from the truth. Now, you don't think that the FBI surveils people? You don't think that the FBI has files on, you know, people they consider, I guess, dissidents, if you will? I don't want to get too crude or crass, but let's talk Deep Throat for a minute. Deep Throat was the first XXX film. I guess it's a good segue from the prostitution ring. But the FBI, back in 72, actually worked furiously to try to thwart the 1972 movie. And the point I'm going to make in this is that the file on Deep Throat is huge. Why are they surveilling this small little pornographic film? I mean, can you imagine what kind of politically charged things that they're surveilling? We'll be back after this. Talk about it big time. It's the Info Warrior.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Blood and darkness of uncertainty.
makes me wanna say, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? No, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding?
What is so funny about the peace, love, and the understanding? I mean, it's a little idealistic, I guess, but there's love in a lot of hearts out there. I got nothing but love in this one right here, folks. And I'd like to think that world peace would be something nice to achieve, but the people that are saying that they're trying to achieve it are really using that as a guise for a global form of governance, a system of control, a technopoly where you are a slave class under the guise of freedom and humanity and love. Yeah, that New World Order is really going to love you. They're going to love you even more than they're loving you now. And ain't love, folks. Let me tell you, it's a whole nother woot woot, if you know what I mean. All right, let's go to Will in Indiana. Will, you're on the line.
Hey, what's going on, Jason?
Hey, hey.
Just want to say thanks for all you're doing.
Thank you.
I've got my mom on board. I've got her. I had her watch The Obama Deception and Loose Change. She loved both of them.
Excellent.
Having a little trouble getting my dad on board. He thinks nothing in this world can be that complicated.
You know, give them the FE first, because the FE really lays it out with any of the physical stuff, with any of the stuff that's supposed to be so loony that I couldn't even comprehend it, like the one caller earlier. It really just lays out what exactly happened on 9/11, who got caught, who didn't, and, you know, the International Intelligence Organization. Then flesh him out with an Obama deception, flesh him out with a terror storm. And if you really want to give him the big bang at the end, you kind of got him looking and interested and maybe sweating at night. Give him an end game. An end game's a straight shot to the baby maker, my friend.
Yeah. And then the other thing I wanted to ask is, I just wanted to see what's your opinion and your thought on Immortal Technique and Mumia Abu-Jamal?
All right. Immortal Technique, I think, is great. I don't agree with all of his politics. He thinks that anybody who is critical of the border issue is a racist or inherently racist. I could care less what race you are. My thing about the borders is I don't want to merge with Mexico the same way I don't want to merge with Canada. Anytime we merge with another nation, we lose our sovereignty. And when I say I'm for a wall, I'm for a wall on both ends. And I am for a wall basically not to kick everybody out, because I do believe, you know what, I'm not here to kick anybody out. I'm telling you right now, 80% of my neighbors where I live, you know, outside of Austin, Texas, are illegal immigrants from Mexico. They can't speak English. It's just a fact. You know, I'm not being racist. It's true, you know? Yeah. I mean, my next-door neighbor, God bless his soul, for the first time, I've been living here about 5 months, and I was doing the lawn a couple weekends ago, and he came over, and he was offering me to use his weed whacker. I could not understand what he said. I felt embarrassed, kind of. I kept going, I don't know what you're saying. He's, the weed whacker! I have a weed whacker. And I'm like, oh, a weed whacker. Oh, thank you. His name was Jose. Very nice gentleman. Had his daughter come over. She, very cute. I'm not looking to kick those people out of the country. Okay, those people, that's fine. Let's give them a fast path to citizenship. Let's basically give them the same tests that we're giving everybody else. And if they can pass those tests and become a citizen, God bless them. I'm all for that. But at the same time, I don't think that we should pass laws that if they do become a citizen, then all of a sudden 11 of their family members have a pathway to citizenship as well. Our economy can't bear it. They're trying to gut this country and really gut Canada now financially so that they can bring in a North American Union. The peso seems to be getting stronger. You know, the dollar doesn't go as well over the border as it used to, my friend. So that's my opinion there. And on Mumia Abdul-Jamal, you know, he might have shot that guy. I'm not necessarily saying he shot that guy, but there is a lot of evidence out there that's contradictory. His brother was on the scene. You know, I've been to Philadelphia. I mean, I lived outside of Philadelphia for a couple months, actually, and it was either 02. Yeah, it was 02, I believe, right before the Iraq invasion in 03. And, I mean, you go down to the steak shop or the you know, the steakhouses or whatever, the Philly cheesesteak places, and they'll have pictures of the cop that was murdered and just like memorials. They take it dead serious down there. And Philly's one of my favorite cities, so I don't necessarily know that he didn't shoot that guy. If he didn't shoot that guy, it's a tragedy. But if he shot that guy, it's something out of nothing and another way to discredit the quote-unquote left or the truth movement, if you will. I thank you for the call. And I'm trying to get a moral technique on the program, by the way. I'm feverishly trying to get a moral technique. He's out in Europe on a tour right now, so we might be able to get him after that. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, back after this. PrisonPlan.tv, InfoWars.com. I know it's-
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
I want to fight the New World Order. I want to fight globalization. I want to fight evil. I want to fight tyranny. I want to stand up what's for right. I want to expose the Federal Reserve. I want to expose 9/11 for the lie that it is. In fact, some 9/11 news that I wasn't able to go over today in full, but through another FOIA request, we found out that the majority of the planes were not used for 9 months prior to the attacks on 9/11. Why? It's a little odd, isn't it? I'm not going to sit here and speculate. I'm going to say it's a little odd that the four planes used in the hijackings of 9/11 hadn't flown any flights in the prior 9 months, and they had just been all four. Very, very odd. It's very odd. Just not used until that day, 9 months. Very, very odd indeed. All right, let's go to Papillon in Nebraska. Papillon, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, a couple quick things and then the reason I called. First of all, Berlusconi, the first part of his name is appropriate, burlesque. The Jib Jab video, I think it's great, but I don't see it as pro-Obama. I see it as a good tongue-in-cheek, sarcastic look at the promises he's made that are being broken.
You know, wait, hold on, let me stop you, because some of it is tongue-in-cheek, and the two parts that are tongue-in-cheek are the parts with the bailout for the bourgeoisie, and then what was the other one? I forget. Oh, yeah, the debt. They were both financial. But other than that, man, I mean, he's fighting pirates. He's wrestling bears. He's cooling the globe for us. I think that was the one part that was really a, you know, almost like a kidney shot. I mean, they don't really expose when he knocks GM off the thing. He's, you know, taking over corporate. In fact, right after he knocks GM down, he's saving a kitten out of a tree. So, yeah, like I said, there's a couple of things in there that they knock him for, but the idiot public isn't going to get it. They're going to be like, I like this too, and I like Obama. Look at that cool. I mean, he looks like the Flash, honey. He looks better than the Flash. God darn it, I'm glad he's my president. Go ahead.
Most of them out there do see him as Super Dude. the main reason I called was the ministers being promoted to, you know, guide their flocks into the camps. Romans 13. I convinced my the assistant pastor at my church. I haven't talked to my pastor yet, but Romans 13 does not apply to Americans.
It
the way that they're promoting it, because if you think about it, now those in authority over us, we're supposed to submit to them in their reading of Romans 13, but it's in all good things, you know, what's God's will. But anyway, in America, this is the only country in the history of the world ever, and continuing to this day, where we are the authorities. They, the government, are our servants. They're supposed to submit to us. If they truly want to promote Romans 13, then they should be telling everyone that the government are our servants and they're to submit to us because we, the people, are the sovereigns who are supposed to control the government.
That's a great way to put it, because, you know, we are supposed to be a government for and by the people, one that is only accountable with checks and balances where we rule over the government. That is a great point, actually. That's an excellent – you should do an op-ed piece and send it to writers and articles at Infowars.com, my friend.
I'll consider that. I did send a little blurb, just a little note like what I just mentioned to Aaron and Rob D. But, if I get time, I'll have to get something written up.
And I want to warn people, Rob D. is away for a week, so if your email doesn't get answered or I miss a story, I don't have a producer all week, he's away doing interviews with Rob Jacobson, and right now Aaron Dyke's also fully overwhelmed, so forgive us, folks, forgive us. You get at me on myspace.com/Jason Burmis or facebook.com/TheInfoWarrior. I thank you for the call, Papillon, great as always. Let's go to Eric in Illinois. Eric, you're on the line. Yes, Eric.
Hey, Jason.
Hey.
Hey, I got a funny for you.
All right,
talking
let's hear
about Bayrak, the Superman?
Yes.
Barack Obama, the slick, smoothing, talking car artist, who masquerades as the President of the United States, but is truly Uberman, who fights for lies, injustice, and the Nazi way.
Well, that's good. I like it. I like it. You should put it to a little music, a little backbeat, maybe get some bass in there. I'll do a little rap.
a little rap.
Hey, this is a fun show. What else you got for me, my man?
Yeah, I was listening to the last guy that came on there. He was talking about Romans chapter 13. But, you know, we have to remember that the government that's always mentioned within the Bible deals with apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's
so you're saying it's really outside of the government structure as we see it today.
Yeah, it's all totally outside of the government structure. Because you have to remember, Christ gave the commandments, okay, for the church to the apostles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the apostles were the head of that government. And the prophets confirm that. That's Ephesians 2:20. You know, the foundation of the church is laid by the apostles and the prophets. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone. So, you know, that foundation is, you know, laid by the government through the apostles. So really,
well, you know, I think a combo of your idea and his idea would, again, make a great article from writers at InfoWars and articles at InfoWars.com. And I think the Watson brothers are checking it out. So do a little op-ed, man. We're not asking for something more than two or three paragraphs, but I think it would be great to post. I thank you for the call, Eric. Let's go to Vic in Canada. Vic, you're on the line. Yes, Vic.
Good evening. I'm just wondering if I can get your take on what the angle is with Stephen Colbert and his covering of that the Bohemian Grove, because, like, you guys did all the work with regards to that, like, you guys were brave enough to, you know, cover it, and when you punch in Bohemian Grove, like, in the search engine, the Dark Secrets is the first link that comes up, so I'm just wondering what's their angle for covering it? Is it to...
I think Colbert is in the know, dude. Listen, yeah. Colbert goes as far as he can, you know, he's talked to, you know, he's kind of... disparaged 9/11 truth on a couple occasions, but outside of that, he talks about the Bilderberg Group. He had Richard Haass on. He called him modern-day Illuminati, CFR, right to his face. When he initially did that, press club dinner, the National Press Club dinner with Bush and all that, I mean, he called off the entire press in front of them, in front of them. My favorite thing was when he sat up there and he said, "Don't you know how this works, people?" He's like, "The press secretary reports it, you write it down, you print it, and the president does it." And he's like, "That way you have more time to work on that novel, you know, the one you've been always dreaming about, the one about an intrepid reporter hell-bent on telling the truth, you know, fiction." Yeah, I mean, he's literally saying to them, "You are propagandists, you're bought and paid for, and you're a joke," in front of a room of establishment media. It is priceless. And the things he says to the president are also priceless. And I think that he was actually fair when he did the Bohemian Grove piece. I mean, think about the jokes that he cracked in that. He cracked the joke where Woodrow Wilson said it was the greatest man party ever. And then 2 seconds later he said, "And Richard Nixon wasn't far behind." And you know the Nixon clip they play. That's the most G.D., effiest thing I've ever been a part of or you could ever imagine. And although he didn't show them too hardcore in their cross-dressing ways, he mentioned it. He showed the owl god. He said they practiced mock human sacrifice. And he pointed out a bunch of the hypocrisies in it. I mean, he called it a shadowy cabal. And then he said he wanted to be part of that shadowy cabal, tongue-in-cheek. So I think overall it's a good thing. I was smiling and laughing, and I'm probably going to put a little bit of a segment of that in The Invisible Empire I'm working on. Colbert's going to get a few shots in Invisible Empire.
Yeah, well, I hope so, because, like, I don't know. Like, I just get the feeling that, like, him and Stewart are both establishment, and they'll cover it just to do it tongue-in-cheek, so everyone thinks, oh, it's just like a get-together. Like, it's a low-level get-together when it's not really, you know, as high-level as it is, right? That's why my kind of... Logic is what I look at. That's tough for me
because, you know what, I think Colbert has done a lot of good things. I think Stewart's probably a little bit more establishment than Colbert is. But in 2004, The Daily Show put out their first book. And in the middle of the book was a folded-up poster, and it was John Kerry boxing George W. Bush. And it literally said skull versus bones on the front of it, being a skull and bones reference. And then on the back, though, this is the part where they're kind of disparaging us. There was this whole Illuminati, fluoride in the water, the Jews do everything, HIV was created by the government, poster of interconnecting points. And some of the points were valid, and then some of them were like clones of Elvis and Jim Morrison and all this other Johnny nonsense. So I would, you know, see if you can find that online. See if you can find the insert to the 2004 book by The Daily Show. It's pretty odd and lets you know that they've...
I have it on PDF,
And if you've, I mean, they're obviously well aware of a lot of the quote-unquote conspiracy theories out there, and they are a little disparaging. So I feel you. You know, who knows? I'm not always right, but I think that Colbert, he's on the right side. He might not be, but I'm not sure. I thank you for the call. Hey, you got it. Let's go to Joseph in Virginia. Joseph, you're on the line. Let's go to – oh, that was our last one. Oh, looks like we're out of callers. Maybe I can cover a news story or two. I told you I was going to talk about Deep Throat. Let's talk about it. So the first porn movie ever, it grossed $600 million for the mob backers on it. I mean, it was huge. It was actually in theaters. And while it was going on, and the FBI was trying to thwart this and keep records on this, agents seized copies of the film, arranged for negatives to be analyzed in laboratories, interviewed actors, producers, and even messengers who ferried reels to cinemas. And Mark Felt, the agent who became known as Deep Throat, was the guy behind it. He was like the number two in command at the Bureau at the time. And that's if Mark Felt is actually Deep Throat. There's a bunch of contention about this. But here's what's crazy. 498 pages from the FBI file on Gerard Damiano, the movie's director. So if you're a porn director, you got 498 pages on you. And then the full file on the movie Deep Throat, a XXX picture back in the 70s, is 4,800 pages long. The FBI surveilling XXX Stag Films, 4,800 pages. And that one, you know, that's not being reported in America. I wonder why. That's in The Guardian, folks. Go check it out. This story, got to cover it. Don't know exactly what it means, but it's worth covering. Sanford missing since Thursday, reportedly located, but then they're not announcing it. So I guess that the governor of South Carolina, Mark Sanford, was gone for nearly 4 days. They said they had no idea where he was. But Sanford's office told the lieutenant governor's office Monday that Sanford had been reached and is fine, said Frank Adams, head of the lieutenant governor Andre Bauer's office on the event. Neither the governor's office nor the state law enforcement division, which provides security for governors, has been able to reach Sanford after he left his mansion Thursday in a back SLED suburban SUV, said Senator Jake Knotts and three other familiar with the situation, but declined to be identified. Sanford's last known whereabouts had been near Atlanta because of a mobile telephone tower picking up a signal from his phone, authorities said. So they were tracking him. His office now knows where he is, apparently. The governor's state and personal phones had been turned off, and he had not responded to a phone or a text message since at least the weekend, a source familiar with the situation said. So he disappeared somewhere, and it's not being said where, but they say they've located him. Wonder where that develops into, but I thought I would report on it. All right, let's go back to calls, 866-582-9933 if you want to hit it up in the final segments. Let's go to Scotty in California. Scotty, you're online.
Hey, Jason, thanks for taking my call. I talked to you before about that Project Needle and my webcam, but I got some news for you about that jackblack12.info. I discovered when you had mentioned, I think it was Friday, that the site had a picture. It was like looking down the street, and you can see some kind of like overpass or underpass.
Mm-hmm.
The image name was in binary. It turns out that the name was Antony.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then on the page in black, because the background was black, there was a whole string of text, and it turns out that text was in base 64, and it said, "My desolation does begin to make a better life." And I thought, weird and strange.
Mm-hmm.
Then I checked it out Saturday, and there was a different picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then on that page as well, the image was in binary. Its name was Othello, when translated out of binary. And in, again, a base 64 line that was hidden in the background of the page, it says, "The tyrant custom, most grave senators, hath made the flint and steel couch of war my thrice-driven bed of down." I have no clue what all that means, but I thought it was something really strange for, you know, even though I think you pointed out Friday that they might have been a shill.
Well, then I actually covered it in the beginning of the show. Do you want to know what the end game of that was? All right, let me break it down. A guy named Justin Williams, who had looked on the military website, picked out that drill to encode it. He was probably the one that originally broke the hexadecimal codes on all these forums. I'm not sure about that part about it. But if you saw after he put all the counters up and he put up those pictures, people didn't buy into the hoax. They started realizing that he was using characters and themes directly from Jericho, right? So
okay.
At the end, because the site's down now or just says jackblack12.info, but at the
right.
end, after he took off the two counters and he took off the picture with the binary, because if you looked where he saved that picture, it actually had the name that was in binary in a subfolder. So in other words, that first picture
right.
was jackblack12.info/Anthony/the binary code, whatever the file name
right.
was, the extension.
Yeah, even the index page was named Antony HTML
exactly.
and Othello HTML. Yeah.
Exactly. So he knew what he was doing. And at the end, because people didn't bite on it, because you know, people like Alex Jones and myself didn't say, "Oh my God, this false flag attack's happening Monday. Everybody get ready for it. We need to warn everybody." You know, because we didn't
sure.
jump on that, I believe that this is why he put this message on there. On Saturday evening, I think it was, most of the site was taken down. It just said "Game Over" at the top. And then it said "Truth Seekers 2. And then it said -0, and next to the zero were his initials, JW. So the guy behind Blackjack, probably just looked into some of the quote-unquote conspiracy theories. He was probably well aware of what happened on 7-7 or what was said about 9-11.
Sure.
He knew that, you know, these drills are often used in false flag attacks and wanted to see if he could get the quote-unquote conspiracy nuts to bite that they were getting ready for another false flag attack because of this comic strip. And that, because I really think he started sweating it that nobody was getting the hexadecimal code, and that's why we saw this progression literally the week of Ardent Century. You know, and notice that Ardent Century came out second. So he probably only had to drop on the forums, like the popular forums, that first hexadecimal code that said that this is not simply entertainment. And then everybody went wild and re-scanned everything. And then it kind of organically took off from there. And then you'll notice, as it organically took off from there, when people discovered the site, jackblack12.info, that's when he started adding things to the site. Because at first it was just one counter. And then it went from one counter to two counters. Then it went from two counters to a picture. Then it went from two counters to a picture to a different file directory. And there was even some things in there where if you inverted certain images, you would see a barcode or, you know, blackjack is a go, all these little hints. But he, again, he would tongue-in-cheek try to, like, warn people that it was a goof by saying that one of the generals was the head of Homeland Security in the series Jericho that actually was behind these false flag attacks. And he would talk about the vans with the Sun logo on them, and that, again, is another part from Jericho. There's actually some good YouTube video wrap-ups on it. Go check them out. We're going to try to go to John, Ben, and Mark on the other side, the final segment of the Info War with Jason Burmis, back after this.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
And I can't help but wonder, no Willie McBride, do all those who lie here know why they die? Did you really believe them when they told you the cause? Did you really believe them?
Folks, I want to remind everybody out there, and we're going to go to John, Ben, Mark, and Brian in this small little five-minute segment. I'm going to give everybody about 30 seconds to make their point and then move on. But I want to remind everybody, you support the program by getting one of these great titles, Endgame, Fabled Enemies, Obama Deception, the DVD Arsenal, some of the ones that we've got laid out. And right now, you can get Aaron Russo's Reflections and Warnings, the one on the top left or top right, depending on where you're sitting or how you're living it. It's in the top left, right? What am I saying? Over at PrisonPlanet.tv for free with the purchase of Endgame and other great titles at Infowars.com. All right, John in Texas, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you.
I just wanted to briefly touch on Stephen Colbert that you're talking about.
Yes.
Now, well, I think that he is, like, definitely awake. I think what he does on television is just hardcore programming, because you get everyone laughing about all these issues, and that automatically disqualifies them from ever actually asserting a true critical stance on the issues. So
yeah, but, dude, at the same time, it's a comedy show. I don't disagree that there's predictive programming, especially in comedy shows. But, you know, when you're doing a parody of the news and you're really just an offshoot of The Daily Show in the first place, I'm not so sure that there's a ton of malicious intent there. And like I said, when you got him off the cup, have you ever seen that press club dinner Uncensored?
Yeah, I have seen it, yeah.
And you got to say, you know, those the laughs that are there, they're not like, you know, Hollywood, ha-ha, you know, this is programming laughs. Those are like laughs, like very uncomfortable, oh, my God, I can't believe he said that in front of the president, his administration, and his minions in the press corps. That press corps dinner is hardcore, and it lets me have the benefit of the doubt for Stephen Colbert, because, you know, even when he was doing that pig flu interview with that little CFR witch, he was tough on her too, and he's been good sometimes. So you may be right. I got to jump, man. I got to get to the next caller. I thank you for the point. Maybe we can go in depth later in the week. Ben in Virginia. Ben, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. I just wanted to say that I love the show. I love what you're doing. We Are Chained Virginia is going to be out next week at the Federal Reserve on Saturday, and we're going to be doing a big protest out there. I just have one comment about Iran.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to say that the Iranian people are Persian, and their government with the mullahs and everything, it's not even Persian. That's Arabic. And what's going on now is tension from a lot of years of oppression. And I know that the CIA is involved, but what's going on now is going to keep going on even if World War III doesn't start because of this.
All right. I thank you for the call and the opinion, sir. Mark in Maryland. Mark, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Jason, I'm an avid listener. I never miss a show of yours or Alex, and I just want to add my little 2 cents, if you don't mind.
Sure thing.
Man, I'm tell you what. The best shows you guys do is when you and Alex get together. It's like that dynamic duel against the evildoers.
You guys
compliment each other so good. He's a little bit blustery, but he knows the facts. I mean, he's got instant recall that defies imagination. But then you get in there and you compliment him. The two of you need to do more shows together because you guys rock.
Well, thank you, man, and I'll let him know that. Maybe we'll put that on the YouTube. Final caller of the evening, Brian in North Carolina. Come on, buddy. We got less than 60 seconds. Hit it.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm a PrisonPlanet.tv member, and I just wanted to mention that story about the Governor Sanford.
Yes.
Supposedly he was hiking on the Appalachian Trail for 4 days, which seems kind of strange to me.
Seems kind of unbelievable that the governor of South Carolina would be on an Appalachian trail hike with no communication to the outside world, seeing, you know, he's kind of responsible for what goes on in South Carolina. Doesn't seem like a good cover story. We covered that story because I think it's going to flesh out within the next week. I thank you for the call, Brian. We covered so much. I mean, we covered Tears of a Clown, Glenn Beck here, and his phony apparatus. We covered Hero Obama. We covered mandatory vaccinations yet again. If you missed us, go check out the podcast over at theinfowarrior.com or prisonplanet.tv.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.